the 11 seniors on this team, it's not the most seniors we've had.
It is the most famous player alongside.
You know, a lot of our numbers come from the sophomore junior class, but those 11, they are,
we get ready to bring,
you know, they have been the heart and soul of the success of this football program now for, well, 4 years. So.
Yeah, it's just pretty special, and hopefully we have a really good game. The kids come out and play hard, show the respect to I-35 that they deserve, and that's us giving our best effort. Every player gets a chance to make a better a contribution, make themselves better, and we keep this thing moving.
Yeah, I don't see, you know, you look back at the season, the only letdown you could maybe say we've seen all season was maybe at Davis County, and yet I think Dave
around town quite a bit too, and I couldn't come up with an answer yet, and I still don't have an answer, so I guess if somebody finds out and gives us a text later on, maybe we'll know what that answer is, and hopefully we get a lot better offensive production tonight here down here in Cardinal.
I hope you're right. You know, yeah, those of you that are out there listening to us are loyal listeners. This is a road game, so we'll probably have a little larger crowd than normal, but listening in, you know, last week we struggled a little bit trying to get the running game going, and I believe the key to tonight's game going to require the Cobras to step it up and maybe get that running game back in gear.
Yeah, and I think that'll be a big challenge for the offensive line this week to make sure they come out and try and get some holes going for the running backs and give them a chance to get out in the open field and get some running, get some downhill running going here tonight. And well, I guess we'll see what happens here in about 5.5 minutes here on the clock to go. So
that's right, we're 5:15 to kick off, folks. It's senior night here at Cardinal of Elton. We're the Comets. Will be their that is their mascot. Cardinal kids are dressed in their red pants and black jerseys along with their white helmets, and tonight the Cobras are sporting their black pants, white jerseys, and obviously we know we've got those black helmets. It feels like football weather out there tonight. I'll tell you, it's nice to be in a booth tonight because it is chilly and it takes a few layers to stay warm. However, Coach, you and I are going to be nice and comfortable here in the booth in Elton, Iowa.
Oh, yeah, this will be a good place to watch the game from, it looks like. And last time I was on, we had the West Branch game. We were outside, but the weather was a little bit nicer. And, you know, I'm glad to be inside here tonight. And hopefully everybody gets out and does some hitting and gets things rolling here early for us on the SK side.
Yeah, I believe you were in short pants.
yes, I was. A little different tonight.
2 weeks ago tonight. You know, we talked earlier about the kids, you know, being shut out last week, and it is tough. You being a coach and dealing with the young kids, you know, coming off a disheartening loss and double overtime there to West Branch, that's tough to get over. And then couple that with homecoming week last week and all the hoopla around that. You know, they're young kids, and it sometimes is hard when you're dealt that type of a blow in the loss column, and then all the activities around homecoming. I felt bad for the kids. They just didn't, Dan, I know you weren't able to make it, but they just didn't look as sharp as they had in weeks past, and I'm hoping that they're coming out and they're going to be ready to play tonight.
Yeah, and that'll be a big challenge, I think, from the coaching staff standpoint, you know, making sure the kids come out here and understand there's a lot of pride left on the line to come out here and play with, and you know, when you put the uniform on and, you know, you're representing your town and your community and everybody else that played the game before you, that you come out and that's the effort you put forth. And you know, I think our kids will hopefully respond to that here tonight and come out here and put forth the best effort. And I understood, I missed the game, but I know I heard a lot of good things about Eddieville, how they hit hard and how they really got after it. And so I think those kids came in with a great game plan too and executed that, and that's kind of what we have to do here tonight.
You know, I kind of said in my pregame, a pesky Eddieville, Blacksburg, Fremont defense, and it was. You know, we were scoreless there through the first half. Up until, you know, about a minute to go prior to halftime. They kicked about a 27-yard field goal to go up 3-0 at halftime. Nothing out of the ordinary. We can regroup from that. But I'll tell you, Eddieville never let up. They were just as stout defensively last week, or last week's game. They were just as stout defensively in the second half as they were in the first half, and we just couldn't get anything going. So I think that's going to be critical tonight, Dan. That we do get some movement up front, and that's going to be a challenge too with some of the changes that we see here in the offensive line.
Yeah, it looks like we made a few changes here this week, injury wise, and you know, you always hate to see kids get hurt in high school athletics, but that is part of this game, obviously, with a lot of contacts going on and things like that. So hopefully, you know, you get some young kids in there, and you know, maybe they'll give themselves a chance here to show what they can do to the coaching staff and build themselves here, not only this week, but for next week and the future of the program. And
You know, so those kids have to be really excited. You know, when you get an opportunity, I know when I was a player and, you know, just as a coach, when you give a kid an opportunity, they want to come out and show what they can do. And, you know, tonight there's going to be a lot of different kids in there getting that chance. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for a lot of different folks tonight. I will take the time here. I do not have our defensive starters. We'll kind of call that as they come on the field. However, on offense, starting for Sidney Kieta tonight, at wingback will be Colton Greiner. Our quick end this week will be Shane Swearingen. At the tailback position, it will be Nate Seren. In at strong end, Kevin Weber. Cole Strigel will be in at that blocking back position with Blaine Bitter starting at spin back. At our guard positions, it will be Peyton Uphold and Gage Greiner. Under center, playing center tonight will be Lane Boonder. And at the tackle positions, also a change here in both tackle positions, J.C. Dumont, and I believe his name is Dylan Schuster. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to say, or yeah, I believe you're Noah Schuster.
Noah Schuster.
Number 78, right?
Noah Schuster. Number 78, Noah Schuster. Kids are out in the middle of the field doing their handshakes. Captains are meeting at midfield with the referee. We will find out here in a minute just exactly how this is going to play out at the start of the game. So, Coach Stout, that is your job to find out what's going to happen here.
Well, it's all going to be up to that coin toss here, heads or tails.
It looks like Sidney Kieta won the toss and elected to defer. So Sidney Kieta will kick off. They've done that a lot this year. We're 5 seconds away to the horn here, so we will get this one set, get it underway here in just a few seconds. I want to thank all of our listeners out there listening to us streaming live on KIIC.8. I want to recognize some of our sponsors here right prior to the kickoff. Town and Country Insurance, for all your insurance needs, whether it's auto, home, farm, or crop insurance. Stop in and see Angie Gretter at Town and Country Insurance on Highway 92 East in Sidney. Also, Paycar Storage. Call Don for all your storage needs, including boats and campers. Call Don at 641-622-3103. The boys are taking the field. Looks to me like Colton Greiner is going to be doing the kicking duties tonight, Dan.
Well, he's been doing a lot of practice in that in the PE classes here the last 2 weeks, so hopefully he can get out here and get one started. He talks about that quite a bit here. He hadn't really done this much this year, but I think it just injuries and things like that have happened, and the kid, he relishes everything he gets a chance to do, so here he is kicking off tonight. Well, there you go. Have you been helping? Are you as helpful?
Oh, I'm not doing much of telling him to do what to do. He just kind of worked on it on his own, so I just let him go.
The Trevor's got it teed up on the 40-yard line. Back deep. Oh, it's going to be tough. Number 11 right back deep, but taken by number 6, Campbell.
Oh, nice hit by 54.
Up across the 20 and the 25, brought down at around the 27-yard line. So the Comets will start 1st and 10 from their own 27-yard line.
54, Lane Boonder came down there and made a nice hit there, coming back up the field there on that nice play. Yeah. Good start for the kickoff team. Now you guys hopefully get some defense going. It's going to be tough to see.
I think it is. You may want to open that window, Dan. It might take some of the glare out for you as we get ready to call this action. Looks like number 2, Potts, in the gun for Cardinal. Potts on the keeper up the middle and finally brought down, but not before he picks up about 4 yards. It'll bring up 2nd down, and we'll call it 5. I believe that was Kevin Weber in on that tackle there. Potts under center this time in the backfield. Yeager in that fullback position. Here's Potts with the handoff, but met immediately. Nice stop by the Cobras there. Brought down, loss of about 3.
Look, that Gage Greiner, number 69, popped in there. Nate Searing came in and finished him off there at the end of that play. So good pressure there over on the front side, and let your linebacker come in and help you out and finish the play.
Looks like Patterson checks into the game along with Wright for the Comets. It is 3rd down and 7 from the 40-yard line for the Comets. Potts back into that shotgun position. Campbell in motion. A little bit of high snap, but Potts handles it. Potts on the move. He's keeping it. Loss brought down there by Cole Striggle. Loss of about two. That will bring up fourth down and about nine. So nice defensive stuff. That's what we needed, kind of needed, Dan. Yeah, when you defer and you kick off, that's what you want. You want your defense to come out and make a couple nice hits, and that's what the Cobra defense did right there. And now you got Colton going back to return the kick. And Colton back to receive. He lets the kick down. They got away from it. Schwenke was dangerously close to it, but he kind of high-stepped and got away from it. And it is down at around the 35-yard line. So the Cobras will start their offense first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Good starting position for the SK offense. And hopefully, you know, can come out here and put a couple plays together here and get something going. Okay. Cobras up to the ball. Sorry, folks. Having a little bit of confusion here on my behalf. Oh, looks like Griner moved just a little bit quick. Yellow flag fly everywhere. I think
we're going false start on that one. I can get that one pretty quick.
I think we're going to do false start. Yeah, Colton gets a little antsy there. Jumps. That's going to send him back 5 yards. That'll move the ball back to the 30-yard line. Brings it up first down and 15. Not sure if they were coming out with a pass play right off the get-go because he was moving forward. So normally they send him in motion either left or right, and he was headed forward. Here the Cobras are in that spin back, single wing. Nate Sharon with the carry. He's across the 30, up to about the 34. 35 is where they're going to spot it. So he's back to the original line of scrimmage. That's going to bring out second and 10.
Yeah, nice little sweep play there for Nate, and he followed his blockers there pretty well. Got, like you said, got the 5 yards back, maybe six there, and gets it manageable here for a second down.
You know, four different guys up on that front line pushing the herd for the Cobras tonight. A lot of different faces. They're did a pretty good job right there on that play. Cobras back in that single wing. Direct snap to Nate Sarin. Nate Sarin's around the left side, moving forward. He's got the first down and then some across the 45 to about the 48-yard line, so they will move the chains. First and 10, Cobras at their own 48-yard line.
Yeah, we had an extra blocker over there on that side that time, and they did a nice job of moving the pile downfield, and Sharon followed everybody and got a nice 11-yard run there.
Really nice, nicely designed play and good heart running by Nate.
Just like you see it.
Here's Nate again around the right side this time. He gets across the 50 down to about... Looks like they're going to mark it on the 46-yard line. So another nice gain. Pick up of about six. That'll bring up second down and four.
Looks like Peyton Crawford second into the ball game here.
Yes, indeed it is. Peyton is in. Hasn't seen a lot of action on the offensive side of the ball the last couple of weeks. So we'll see if he's going to see a little more action on this side of the ball.
Yeah, I don't know if something's wrong with Blaine Greder, but he's out of his lineup right now, and they're running a little bit different offensive sets here.
Griner in motion. Crawford with the, Sharon with the carry. Nice big hole up the middle. Nate takes that up to about the 30-yard line of the Comets.
He hit the hole real hard there. Looks like he's playing a little bit of the spin back there, a little bit on his own there, and spun around. Like you said, there's a fake to Griner. They really got to respect Griner coming around the sides, and Nate did a nice job of hitting that hole and going right down the field.
He sure did. It was wide open, and big gainer there. First and 10 from the 30-yard line of Cardinal. Here's Griner in motion again. This time the handoff to Crawford. Crawford's got a big hole.
Dumb.
He's headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Cobras. So with 8:10 to go in the first quarter, Cobras take a 6-0 lead. They will now trot on to attempt the PAT. Just a really, really nice big hole there for the Cobras, for Crawford to run through.
Yeah, for all the new guys up on the line, they came out with an excellent series right off and got exactly what they wanted going down the field, and four or five runs and got in the end zone. In fact, we're going for two.
We are
going
to go for two. They've given up on the field goal, and it's Crawford again right up the middle and in for two. So 8:09 to go, first quarter. Sigourney-Kiera takes an 8-0 lead over Cardinals.
Well, that was nice to see Peyton Crawford come in the game. Like you said, he hadn't really got a lot of offensive touches here in the last couple weeks and came in here, and his first one, he bams out from about a 35-yard touchdown run and gets a two-point conversion. A good start for the Cobra offense.
Yeah, good for Peyton, too. He needed to get in and get the feel again. For several plays from scrimmage that he's been in on the offensive side of the ball. He ran it a couple times last week, but nothing much to speak of. So it's good to see him get some touches and show the Cobra fans what he's capable of doing, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a strong run there. I don't even know if anybody touched him going into the end zone.
It looked like he not too many people could get a hand on him. Reiner is set to kick off again. Ball's keyed up on the 40-yard line. Cardinal takes the field. That deep there again will be Campbell and Wright. Colton Reiner kicking off. Nice deep kick. This one's going to be taken by Wright at about the 10. He moves forward, still on his feet, across the 30, across the 35. And eventually forward motion stopped at around the 40-yard line. So Cardinal will start very close to that 40-yard line. They actually do spot it right at about the 30, right at about the 40-yard line. So first and 10 Comets.
Now the defense needs to come in, do what they did last time here on another good possession. They got good field position here, and hopefully, we come in and they've got some big guys up on the front line, just stuff them backwards and keep things going, rolling in the right direction here tonight.
Yeah, we got some new faces on defense with looks like Peyton Upholt's in there, John Mather's in there, Gage Griner. Some faces we haven't seen. Here's Potts with the pitch to number 22, Durflinger, and brought down.
That was Striegel. Looked like Striegel shot through there and got him.
Nice play by Striegel. Loss of one. That will bring up second 11 from the 39-yard line.
Yeah, nice play. Good penetration by Cole to get in there and bring Durflinger down. Yeah, he did a nice job just shooting right through the gap. Nobody touched him and got him right around the ankles and took him right down.
Potts in that gun back there along with Yeager.
And there's another fumble on the play.
Still alive. Finally, I believe the Cobras got on top of it. They did. Shane Swearingen came up with it. So the Cobras will take over right at the Comets 40-yard line. Not sure how that happened, if they got a hand in there and strip it, or if they hit him and it popped loose, man.
That looked like it was a hit. There they come through there and hit him, and the ball popped out, and two or three guys had a chance at it. And like you said, finally Swearingen was able to cover right before it went out of bounds. So that was a good play for the Cobra defense.
So the Cobras come up. Still in that single, showing that single wing offense yet again. First and 10 from Cardinal 40-yard line. Griner in motion. Here's Greter. Better hand off to Griner. Griner is moving, twisting and turning, brought down after a gain of about 4. That will bring up second down and 6 from the 30. They're going to spot a 35. They're going to give him a 5-yard gain. That'll bring up second and 5 from the 35.
Nice little misdirection play there with Colton going around the outside edge and good start. I mean, good positive yards on first down, just what you're looking for.
Absolutely. Cobra staying that single wing. Greter back to pass. He's got all kinds of time. He is now running. You can tell that Blaine is certainly favoring that stuff. Oh, there are flags coming in all over the place. Blaine did keep it. He moved across the 35, down to about the 33-yard line, but you could sure tell he's favoring that ankle.
Yeah, and they only got a face mask at the end. Personal foul face mask at the end, so we're going to move 15 more yards down the field.
Yeah. But nice heads-up play there by Blaine.
Yeah. Everybody was covered.
Everybody was covered. He tucks it. He takes off games where he gets positive yardage. Very, very smart player, but boy, I wonder if Blaine's going to be able to go all night.
Hopefully we can get some scores and get him out, rest him a little bit. We don't have to do a whole heck of a lot. But, yeah, like you said, he's coming to the sideline, talk to the coaching staff, and he's limping coming back in. But
he's going to tough it out. My hat's off to him. It's going to be that tough. He's a gamer. He wants to be in there playing. And that's what I like to see.
If you're well enough to go and you can go out there and give, as long as you can give the team what they need and do the things you need to do as a leader like that, then you're in pretty good shape.
That penalty moves it down to about the 13. Here's Striegel with the keeper. The direct snap to Striegel. He's finally pushed out of bounds at around the 5-yard line. Once again, folks, 6:17 to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leads Cardinal 8-0. considering Kyoto threatening with the ball, first and 10 on the 5-yard line. Yeah, that was nice. I had a lot of guys going a lot of different directions there, and Cole kind of came out. I lost the ball there a little bit on that play. Stay with that single wing. Here's a direct snap to Nate Saren. Nate around the left side and in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Cobras. So with 6:11 to go, the Cobras take a 14-0 lead. 6:11 to go here in the first quarter. Cobras up 14-0. We'll see. We'll wait to see if they're going to try to attempt the PAT or if they will go for two again. It looks to me like they got the offense out there, so going for two again. They, in fact, are going to go for two. You were right, Coach. Gretter under center. Gretter back to pass. He's going to pass. He's got a guy open.
No good.
It must have hit the ground. Its intended receiver was Shane Swearingen. Thrown just a little bit low. Had a lot of time. But just thrown a little bit low. Yeah, he had him there, but like you said, up here, you couldn't really tell that it hit the ground, and you couldn't. He's right on top of it, I guess. 6:11 to go in the first quarter. Sidney Kyoto 14. Cardinal of Eldon, nothing. Folks, this broadcast tonight is brought to you by American Cleaning. American Cleaning is your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work from fire, water damage, or flood, including mold testing, American Cleaning is who you need to call. Whatever you need clean, give Jim Miller a call at 641-660-8358. That's 641-660-8358. Cobras once again set to kick off. Colton Griner still handling those kicking duties.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job here. You know, he's putting them back. He's getting the kicks down about 10-15 yard line every time.
This kick is taken by Wright. Wright moves forward across the 20 and hit at around the 25-yard line. So nice little gain there by Wright. They will start first and 10 from the 25-yard lines where they've got it spotted. You know, Dan, the change in that front line, both defensively and offensively, they've done a very, very fine job.
Yeah, those kids have really came out, and like we talked about early in the broadcasters, they had to come out and set a tone and get going, and they've definitely done that here tonight.
Pops in the shotgun, handoff here at 245, I believe that is Albert. Nice game, probably one of the bigger games Cardinals been able to put together so far tonight. Albert moves forward across the 30 to the 32-yard line.
There you go. You had to get a little bit of a hole there going up through there, but they closed it down in a hurry. It looks like Boone came in there and finished him off there on that tackle.
Pick up about five. That'll bring up second and five for the Comets. Potts in the shotgun again in the backfield with Yeager. Potts moves, option right to Albert again. And he's finally brought down, but not before he picks up a first down. So that will move the chains, brought down and around the 38-yard line, first and 10, Comets.
Yeah, nice little misdirection play for them. Ran a little option there to the outside, and they would get 6 yards before our defense was able to recover there and shut him down there. But that's about where they were at last time when we were able to force a turnover.
Potts under center this time. Yeager in the backfield along with Albert. Not sure.
Look at that. Crawford pushed his guy that he was being defended by right back into the running back and knocked him down.
I had a little bit of a focus. They had a little bit of a glare. They got real bright lights in here, and it sometimes glares off the window. And
he didn't really get hit by anybody at SK, but as I said, Peyton Crawford pretty much knocked his guy backwards, and he hit the running back, and down he went.
Well, that's good for the Cobras. That's going to bring up second and 14 from the 35-yard line. So second and 14, 35. Potts in the gun. Campbell in motion. Potts back to pass. Fires it downfield, but overshot his receiver. Incomplete.
Cole had a pretty good position on that defensive play. He was right there with him. That guy, he really didn't have anywhere to go with the ball. Yeah, well covered there by Colton. That will bring up down and 14 from the 39 for the Cobras. Patterson checking into the game for the Comets. They had him listed as a quarterback, but I believe Potts is still in as the quarterback. He is. He's in the shotgun. Tight set formation. Potts rolls to his left. He throws downfield. Oh, and almost intercepted by Peyton Crawford. He had his hand on it, but just couldn't gather it in, Coach.
A great defensive play, though. He was between the quarterback and his man, and kind of a low throw, and Peyton was able to get up and get both hands on it. Just went right through him, and he'd like to have that one back, but, you know, now they're punting, so we're pretty good. Another good defensive stand. Colton Griner stands on his 36-yard line for this punt. He does actually gather this one in at about the 33-yard line, and he's loose. He's got the corner.
Good block.
Oh, nice block. He's across the 50 and down across the 40 and finally brought down at around the 35-yard line. But I don't know who that was. Who laid that block out?
Peyton Crawford put that down there on coming around the corner there. As Colton turned the corner, Peyton was there to meet number 73 there for Cardinal, and he's down on the sideline, but thankfully the kid got up. But it was a nice clean block, but Peyton really, he had ahead of steam coming in and made a nice blocker to get Colton about another 10-15 yards.
Yeah, I think that's a genetic trait, because I've watched his little brother play seventh grade football all year, and he hits pretty hard as well. There's Griner in motion. Hand off, however, to Seren. Seren moves across the left side, picks up about five, possibly six. Good positive yardage by Nate. It's going to bring up second down and about five.
Yeah, right now the SK offense is looking real good here. They're moving the ball. Every possession, every play we've ran, we've got positive yardage. And, you know, that's just, like we talked about earlier, that's a big key for us to get going here early. And I think we've done that here. We're kind of setting the tone here for the rest of the game, it looks like.
Griner in motion. Hand off to Griner. The guy had got a hand on him, but he stayed on his feet. And finally, a host of Comets corral him and bring him down, but not before he picks up possibly a yard, maybe two. It will bring up, well, it's third and five, so I'm sorry, folks, he did not. That was no positive yardage here at all.
No, he got stuffed right away coming out of the backfield, and like, he broke the first tackle, but there was five other guys there waiting on him.
Now we got three text messages rolling in. Okay. That was Striggle up the middle. Striggle with the carry. He's going to be dangerously close to a first down. It's going to bring up about fourth and half a yard. Nice positive yardage by Cole.
Yeah, definitely four down territory for us here, too. And we've got the big guys up front. Just tell them to get a good push here and send the ball forward.
And you got to give a shout-out to Alan Sellers and Lee Crawford, junior high coaches over there for the Sidney Kyoto program. Both those age groups went undefeated, finishing up last night down at Beacon Packwood. They both won 36-20 in their respective games.
I think I've got another false start.
So congratulations to the junior high kids and their coaches. They did a wonderful job. Great improvement there on the junior high side. Legal procedure against the Cobras. So that's going to back them up five. That's going to bring up fourth and five.
Yeah, still four down territory. I think the offense will stay out there, and no reason to punt, and we know we're not going to kick a field goal. So here they come in the line.
Here they come. Single wing all the way tonight. Haven't seen any spread. Better under center. Here's the direct snap to Seren. Oh, and nice. Nicely defended by Cardinal. They got into the backfield, brought Seren down before he could get positive yardage. So the Comets will take over on downs.
Yeah, it's the first real negative play we've had. They got three guys that shot right through there, and Seren didn't even get a chance to get going there, and they were on top of him in the backfield. That's probably the first time we've really seen any inexperience on the front line there that's hurt us. So defense has got a good position here to go again. They got about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, unfortunately, that penalty kind of hurt us. You know, we were fourth and inches, literally inches, and that illegal procedure did hurt us a little bit. But you know what? Our defense has rose to the task. We'll see what they can do. Potts in the gun. Handoff here to Albert. Albert moves forward. but doesn't quite get back to the line of scrimmage. He's met right at the line and then pushed backwards.
Yeah, the line, the offense, or the defensive line is doing a nice job of handling the blockers up front. The linebackers are coming right in there and making some nice plays. I saw Peyton Crawford in there on that one again, and Nate Sears been in there, and Lane Boonder's been in there. There you go. I'll mess his name up all night long, probably. You're all right.
Comets back to the ball. Potts in the shotgun in the backfield. Here's Jaeger, along with 44. Courtney, but well covered by the Cobras. Sweep to the left side, and the Cobras just swarmed him immediately.
Yeah, big key there is Peyton Crawford got to the outside edge and made him cut back up inside, and we had four guys there waiting on him, forced him back into the rest of the defense. It's a great job. Peyton, we're calling his name a lot tonight. I know he's been ready to play, and he's certainly showing it.
Yeah, he's definitely been in a lot of defensive plays there and got the one big touchdown there to start the game, and really off to a nice start here in the first quarter.
Eckloff
lines down. Eckloff checks in. He's spread far to the right side. Potts in the gun. Jaeger in the backfield. Oh, missed snap, and Peyton Crawford comes charging in from his right side end position and does sack the quarterback. Nice play.
Yeah, he was in. It looked like he was on a blitz the whole way. The quarterback fumbled the snap there, and looks like the defense is going to get off the field again here. Looks like the first quarter is going to run out here before they punt, but good, excellent defensive start for the SK Cobras here tonight.
It does look, yep. 2 seconds to the end of this quarter. Very fast quarter there, Coach. So at the end of the first quarter, Saturday Kiela leads Cardinal 14-0.
I think we've been off to just react what we talked about there. We wanted to be able to get off and set a tone offensively. We did, but I think right now the defense is really coming up and making some nice plays and really holding Cardinal. I think they got one first down the whole quarter. And like you said, it's a fast quarter, but a lot of running going on both teams. And that's kind of what you expect here as you start getting in the colder weather and things like that. The ball's not going to get in the air as much. And, you know, and we'll just hopefully keep grinding it out and keep getting positive yardage all night.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it, Dan, at the start of this game. One of the keys to our success tonight is to get that running game going again, and they've shown us that they have. You know, Nate's had some good positive yardage. Colton's had a couple nice carries. Crawford and Striggle as well. So, you know, that's what it's going to take for us. That's our bread and butter, and that's what we've got to have. We've got to have those four guys rolling forward at all times and picking up positive yardage.
Yeah, I think as we just, like you said, as we continue to keep mixing it up and get things going, Colton's back about the 48-yard line to receive this punt.
Folks, this is going to get a little trickier because now they are down on that north end of the end zone, and I've got quite a glare here on the window, but we'll do our best to bring you the action. Colton Greiner stands at the 50-yard line to receive this punt. The punt is in the air. Colton does gather it in at about the 47-yard line and moves forward about 2-3 yards and brought down immediately at the 45-yard line. Cobras will take over first and 10.
Yeah, it's a good starting position here for the offense here, and hopefully, you know, we can just take this in and get things going again and keep going.
So we'll take a little bit of time here to get the Cobra offense set and get the Comet defense onto the field. Was there a flag on the play? The officials are talking something over. Well, could be possibly roughing the kicker. We'll wait to see what this call is. I do see a flag now that I take the glare off the window here. And penalty declined. It was running into the kicker. It was declined.
Oh, that's one of those only where it's only a 5-yard gain for him, but I guess I don't know. I guess I would have taken it and re-kicked it and seen what happened again.
Really possible. It was a pretty good kick and short return, so maybe they're thinking, well, what are the chances? But nonetheless, Cobra's first and 10 from the 45-yard line. Ritter still in there as the spin back. There's a direct snap to Nate Sarin. Nate's around the left side. He's got good positive yardage and brought down at about the 37-yard line. That'll bring up second and 2.
yeah, a nice little run to him for him on the outside edge there. And again, positive yardage, and that's, if you can continue to do that, you're picking up 6-7 yards every play. You know, it just makes your play calling that much easier. You know, when Nate hits that line, he's got such a head of steam that it's going to take a pretty good engine to shut him down. He really runs hard and low, and it's going to take a pretty good sized fellow to slow him down.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a pretty good charge going when he does. He's going again. Nate around the right side this time, and he is on the loose, carrying guys down to around the 20-yard line. So he picks up about 17 on that. They will move the chains. Good positive yardage, and there again, had that head of steam, Dan.
Yeah, and like you just mentioned on the last play, it's going to take a heck of a lot to slow him down, and there they had three guys on him, and they didn't really slow him down. They finally got him down with all three of them, got around his ankles and took him down, but it took all three of them to get him there.
Cobra's back set under center. Griner in there, Griner in motion. Snap to Striggle. Striggle hands it off to Sin, and brought down immediately. Very, very little gain, if any. It was a gain of about a half a yard. It's going to bring up second, and we'll call it 9. We're trying to get you some updated scores here, folks. I will do my best to get the iPad up and running here on the Thunderbolt app and bring you some up-to-date scores from around the area. Griner in motion. Here's a handoff to Griner, but met again immediately. Nicely defended by the Comets.
Yeah, they were waiting on that play. I think they've seen that one enough. They had guys out there waiting for that, and Colton didn't get much say on that play.
So after two large gaining plays by Nate Sim, the Comets have done a great job of shutting them down, picking up no more than a yard in the last two plays.
Yeah, but I think we still have to keep mixing it up like that. You can't just keep running the same thing. Just keep mixing up so they don't see the same play, and hopefully we can break something here.
Cobra's set. Griner in motion this time. Griner with the ball. He's got the left edge, and he's got some running room. He's finally pulled out of bounds past the 10-yard line, and it looks like they're going to mark him down right around the 7-yard line. So that's going to be very close to a first down, and it does appear that they're moving the chains. So a nice job of Colton getting that corner.
Yeah, he did a lot of that on his own. He had four guys out here, and he just outran every one of them to the corner and to the edge. And like you said, he was able to get a first down on that.
So first and 10, Cobras. First and goal, Cobras, from the 7-yard line. Griner in motion again. Striggle with the keeper up the middle, moving forward. Dangerously close to that goal line.
That's the run that says touchdown.
And they are signaling touchdown. So, with 9:03 to go in the second quarter, well, there was a... Yep. 9:03 to go in the second quarter. Cobras lead now 20-0 over the Comets of Cardinal. Cobras stay on the field to attempt two. Griner in motion this time. Oh, watch snap. Griner's got it. He's off the loose, and he throws a pass. He's got a guy open, and it is caught. I'm not sure if that was Weber down in the corner.
Looks like number 13.
It was Weber. I'll tell you guys, folks, that was one crazy play there. Kind of a mess up there from center. The ball got loose. Colton and Nate were chasing after it. Colton picked it up and ran backwards, and then tossed about a 20-yard pass down to the end zone for the extra point. Weber was able to gather it in.
He did a nice job of ad-libbing on that play. Everything looked like it was coming to the left, and he ended up going to the right. And like you said, that coverage broke. Everybody came after him, and he had the guy wide open. It was just a matter of getting it to him. And Colton had enough arm strength. Right there, enough arm strength there to just get it there, because he didn't get it much on that ball.
He didn't.
New kicker, it looks like.
Yes, I think this is Danny Beckert that's on to do the kicking duties for the Cobras, number 32, with 9:03 to go here in the second quarter. Cobras lead 22-0. Good to see Danny given the opportunity to kick off. He's done this a couple of different times this year. It is Danny. It's kind of a short kick, picked up on and down right at around the 35-yard line. So the Comets will start first and 10 from their own 35-yard line.
That's one of those there.
I don't think he meant to, but that's one of those in no man's land there. If our guys just get down there a little quicker, it's almost like an onside kick. Is it only about 20 yards, but nobody was around the ball, and the Cardinal did a nice job of just getting there and getting the ball secured on their side.
Yeah, we weren't hustling after that one. That's just kind of like a neat little nifty onside kick, only it was straight down the middle. For the Cobra 7 defense, Comets come out, Potts in that shotgun. He's got Albert and Yeager in the backfield with him. There's Potts with the keeper, but wrapped up immediately by Gage Griner. Nice penetration by Gage to get back there in the backfield and put him on his back for a loss of about 5 yards.
Yeah, those defensive linemen are doing a nice job of getting through there, and they're seeing the ball and reading the plays that are coming. And like you said, Gage made a nice play there, getting a nice little sack there on the play there.
Yeah, if old Grandpa Griner's back home listening, he'll be proud. I call Colton's name quite a bit, but there we've gotten the opportunity to call Gage's name a couple of times. That was a very nice play there, Grandpa. You have been proud of him.
He's doing a nice job up there on the front.
Potts in the gun again. Potts back to pass, being forced out of the pocket. It looks like Crawford comes up. No, that's Striegel that comes up and brings him down, but not before he picks up about 4 yards and gets close, very close to the original line of scrimmage. He's going to bring up 3rd and 11.
That's a lot of pressure. I mean, he's dropping back there, and he does not have a lot of time to throw the ball. Our guys are getting right in there and making him scramble. And right now, the secondary guys are doing a good job of covering up.
Yeah, they've been that. They've done a really good job of covering those receivers, and Potts just hasn't had anybody open to throw to. Two receivers split to the left. Here's Campbell in motion to the left. Potts back to pass, but he's keeping it. He moves forward across the 35 up to about the 40. That will bring up 4th down and 5 from the 40-yard line for the Comets.
And Cardinals almost getting into situations now where they kind of got to start going for it. But it looks like they're sending the front unit out there, and they don't know how many opportunities they're going to get.
Yeah, Griner's already moved that deep to receive. So here's the punt. Punt is in the air, and Griner calls for the fair catch this time and taking it at about the 31-yard line. Trevor Alberts is the punter for the Comets. Colton Griner fair catches that thing right at about the 30-yard line. So the Cobras will start 1st and 10 from their own 30-yard line. 6:56 to go before half. Sidney Kidd at 22. Cardinal, nothing.
Right now you couldn't ask for anything more out of your defense, and you know they're just playing well. They're flying to the ball, hitting where they need to go. Now the offense has got another opportunity.
They sure do. Here's Greger. Greger rolls out, passes, lets one fly downfield. Got Greger open, but just threw a little beyond him.
Ran out of real estate over there in front of the SK bench there. It was a chance, but like I said, Colton had to pull up as he's going out of bounds, and would have been a nice. He was behind the guy. He was just a little bit outside.
Well, it sure is nice on a night like this being up in the booth, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Everyone outside has stocking caps and gloves on, and we're up here kind of toasty here.
We could have wore shorts.
Yeah.
So the Cobras, 2nd and 10 from the 30-yard line. We'll see what they do. Griner in motion. There's a handoff to Sarin. Sarin's got a big hole up the middle off the right side. Still on his feet across the 45 and finally brought down around the 49-yard line. That will bring up 1st and 10, and they are going to spot it right at the 49-yard line.
He hit the hole hard again there, and he just went after it, and there's not a lot of juking or moving around there. Nate just pretty much just puts his head down and goes, and he ran a couple kids over there and got another nice 12, 14-yard gain.
Yeah, Nate's a big-time north and south runner, and he's done very well at that all season long. Griner in motion. Hand off here to Crawford. Crawford around the left side. He's got a lot of running room as well. Still on his feet across the 35, down to, 25, but they call him down. I heard a whistle. The ball does pop loose, but I heard a whistle prior to the ball popping loose. So they will move the chains again. Nice gainer
there. They couldn't get him down, so they just started tackling the ball. Peyton just dragged about 2 or 3 guys down the field, and I don't think they knew what they could do with it. So they just tried to pull the ball out, and the referee thankfully called him down there. His progress was stopped.
before the ball came out.
True power running right there. He carried three or four guys with him for about 5 yards. Nice, nice run by Peyton Crawford. Kirby's setting a single wing. Griner in motion. Up. Missed snap, but Greder tries to get on it. Finally, the Cobras do get on it, but not before they lose. Oh, boy, they lost a good 10-12 yards anyway on that deal. So
I think it looked like Striegel may he come up a little gimpy here, too, trying to recover that fumble.
He did come up a little gimpy, but I know that
he's walking it off.
I know his Gene Poole, and he's a tough competitor. He's gonna stay in there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there on the snap. A little wide of Greder there, and the first guy missed it, and then thankfully Cole got back there and got on the ball for us.
So the ball is spotted on the 37-yard line, so we're second and long, folks. It's second and 23. Greder in motion. Uh-huh. Another bad snap, but Crawford does gather it in, and he moves forward, but not for much. Gain of about 2. That will bring up third down in about 21 for the Cobras.
Yeah, and with the offense we run with the single wing, if you don't get that snap down right off the bat, that just kind of throws off all the timing and everything that you've got back there. So that's something here we're going to have to really work on here at the end of finish this half off and, kind of shore up that snap to the wing backs or the spin backs and get things going our direction again.
So a lot of real estate to pick up here in order to gain a first down. It is third and 21 from the 38, Tonal Cobras. They want to talk about this one, and I don't blame them. We're going to have to pull something out here, maybe a pass play or something like that.
Well, again, you're down here in four down territory again here, so you want to come up with two plays. You don't need to get all of it right here on one play. If you can get 10 or 12 yards here, give yourself a chance for the next play and see what happens there. And I think that's probably why Coach Jensen wanted to talk to this, just make sure the kids understand that and make sure you talk to the center, make sure you get the snap where it needs to go, and that's right. Come back. We can still run the ball. With Searn and Crawford, we've seen already tonight, they can break, 10, 12 yards, 15, 20-yard runs. So, that's always still an option that Cardinals are going to have to look out for.
Absolutely. Folks, another one of our sponsors this year, Oski Dental. Oski Dental, your one-stop dental shop. Why go to numerous dental offices for different procedures when you can have them all done at one office? Dr. Schuster and his team know your time is valuable, so we do our best to perform all procedures in-house instead of sending you out of town. Call 641-673-4845 to set up your appointment. Don't forget to tell them that you heard this on KIIC's game streaming. That's 641-673-4845. Okay, the Cobras have regrouped back in the single wing. Ball set on the 38-yard line.
Yeah, looks like we jumped again a little bit. Looks like we're going to throw. Ed Crawford back there ready to throw the ball.
And we had Peyton back there. He was gonna take his shot at tossing it downfield. Colton was out on a run.
Another false start, it looks like, on the offense.
Not sure if maybe Colton might have been leaning a little bit on that one or what happened for sure, but that moves us back for another 5, so we're 3rd and 26. We're going in the wrong direction.
Yes, we're just thinking that ourselves. We're not going the right direction. We thought we were 4 down territory, but we're going backwards. We might have to punt if we don't get anything here.
Yeah, we haven't had to bring out the punting unit yet this evening, but we're we need something happening here in the next few plays in order to avoid that.
I think they're going to spread things out here a little bit.
They certainly are. We got Weber split out here close to the near side, Schwerngen to the far side, Greder in, Greder chased by Campbell. Greder throws one up. He's got a guy opening Greder, and he couldn't come down with it.
We do got a flag down on the other side of the field. I don't know if Cardinal might have lined up all sides or jumped a little early.
I see that. Hey, you are doing a great job.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. I don't know if they got the offense done, but they came a little right when the ball is snapped. So I was thinking the defense here.
Got to let my listeners know that every time we do a game together, I give you one very serious job.
Wrong, though. It's on the offense. Another false start.
Okay.
I think one of the receivers must have jumped a little early.
That was quite a play. Colton did everything he could to try to come up with it, but well defended downfield, well thrown ball by Greder. Unfortunately, even if he would have came up with it, it would have been all for naught. It is now fourth down and 26 from the 41-yard line. Cobras are going to go for it.
Yeah. Timeout again.
Timeout, Sidney Kyoto.
I think they might want to think about this one. 4th and 26, you really don't want to give. I mean, Cardinals got nothing going so far on offense. You don't really want to give them anything. I mean, it's a pretty good field position if we don't pick up any yards. So we'll see if Coach Jensen decides to maybe quick kick it or something like that.
Very possible to throw Seren back there. Nate's done that a number of times tonight. I think this season. I apologize. I think the game that we called together a couple of weeks ago, he did it once or twice. Hit him back down deep and maybe set yourself up for some good field position. Yeah. 4 minutes to go here before half. Might not be a bad decision.
But and then on the other hand, you know your offense has been clicking pretty well, and you might want to just see what they see if they can come out with a play. But like I say, yeah, 4th down and 26 at the 41-yard line. This is kind of in no man's land here, even too with that.
We picked up some 20-yard gainers tonight, but we really need 26-yard gainers.
Yeah.
Or it's going over to the red and black. So we'll see what Coach Jensen.
Yeah, let's say you brought Seren back in. I think that's what they might be looking at.
Yeah, I would say it would be the right call.
He's been going conventional punt, but then he's going back there just to make a regular punt.
Absolutely, maybe we can get down there and cover Schwanky on. He's ranking Schwanky in on for this punt. Club is set. Nobody moved. Oh, Nate, that's a little trickery here. Nate, he had a good head of steam. And he got back across the line of scrimmage, but does not pick up the 23 needed to pick up a first down. So Cardinal will take over 1st and 10 from their own 36-yard line.
Well, it makes it easier for Coach Jensen to call that play when your defense has played as well as it has here in the first half. And he probably figures, you know, that we can come out and shut them down here again. And
one block. I mean, he was one runner away from breaking that.
One defensive guy away from breaking that.
That's right. And if he'd got through that guy, guys, it would have been, listeners, it would have been a touchdown, no doubt. So Potts in the gun. Two receivers split out to the right side. Albert in motion. Little floor pass. That is a live ball. So Albert, because he threw that back, that was a live ball. And Albert kind of nonchalantly was jogging around, and he saw the host of Cobras coming after that live ball, and then he pounced on it.
Yeah, the referee did a nice job of not blowing that dead. I mean, a lot of times you see him blow that dead, and it did look like it went backwards from up here, and our guys came after it, and it did a nice job of losing about 7-8 yards.
You know, we always say, go to the wind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's what the Cobras were doing there. So that brings up a second long situation. Potts in the gun. Hand off here to Yeager. Yeager moves forward, picks up about 3. Moves it up to the 30-yard line. We got a Cobra getting up slowly. Who is that? That's, I haven't seen his number yet. 69, 88, 89. Yep, he's gonna trot off for a play. He was down for an extended period of time, but he does jump up and might have got his bell rung a little bit, not sure.
Yeah, they're taking a look at him over there, but
taking his helmet off, so looks like he's going to be all right.
Yep. Standing up pretty good over on the other side.
Yep. So we're in a 3rd and 15 situation. Ball spotted on the 30-yard line for the Comets. And the Comets want to talk it over, so we've got another timeout, Coach, here with 2:35 to go before half. Sidney Chieta, 22. Cardinal Velden, nothing. You know, defense has really done a great job. You know, they've rose to the occasion. They have not allowed, but I believe one first down all night.
Right. Yeah, I think that's about all we've gotten. And it took them a couple plays to get that. And after that, I think we shut them down right off the bat after that. And, you know, I think our kids, like we talked about, you got to come out and rise to the challenge and come out and play with some pride. And, you know, I think our kids have really done that tonight, you know, on both sides of the ball. You know, they've been... Defense has just been flying around, making plays all over the field, and you know, there's a lot of other guys out there too. The secondary is a little bit different than what's been the last couple weeks, and the kids have really stepped up, and that's what we talked about. And you get a chance, you get an opportunity, you go out there and show the coaches staff what you can do. And right now, the kids have really been doing a nice job of that, I think.
Absolutely, you know, a lot of new faces. We're calling a lot of new faces tonight, both defensively and offensively, up on the line anyway. So. They're very impressed with what they've been able to accomplish here in the first half of play. Potts in that gun. Here's Albert in motion. Potts rolls to his left. He's looking downfield. He's going to keep it, but finally met there by two or three Cobras.
Is that 56? Curtis Flett might have been in there on that.
I believe you're right. That was Curtis Flett.
Nice job. The defense just stringing that out, and there's been nobody open in the secondary all night long, and the quarterback, he's looking to throw it. He's got a little bit of time, but we've covered the guys downfield, and then the linemen and the linebackers are able to get in there and make a play.
Fourth and 15, ball on the 30-yard line, punting situation for the Comets. Griner stands on his own 42-yard line to receive this punt.
So the fake punt didn't really hurt anything for us. It didn't look like the defense came in, and just like we thought with Coach Jensen, he's got confidence in his defense here tonight, and they did a nice job of coming and shutting down. We're going to get the ball here with about a minute 45 left and good field position here, but chance to score here maybe before the half.
Another timeout taken by Cardinal here with 1:45 to go in the second half. Another one of our sponsors, Jack Walker Auto of Sigourney. Jack Walker Auto is your local Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer in Sigourney. They are proud to support Sigourney Kia football. Also by Windstream, KIIC, recently switched to Windstream for Business. A new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices for those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Here's Albert back to punt. Griner back to receive. Griner's going to let this one roll, and he's just going to get away from it. Oh, no, he picked it up at the last minute. Dangerous play, but he, quick hands, he didn't really gain much out of doing that, or maybe saved him a couple of yards.
Yeah, that's not something that she's usually tell you to do, but, you know, Colton's been, he's been doing it for a long time back there, and I guess he had confidence in himself that he knows he can pick the ball up and go, but like you said, he didn't save much for 2 or 3 yards, so the ball was pretty much done rolling, and
he just snatched it up. Nobody from the Cardinal team was going to grab it and down it, so he just snatched it up, and those two guys from Cardinal were there, and pulled him down. So they will start first and 10 from their own 35-yard line, 1:33 to go. Saturday Kid leading 22-0. Oh, goodness.
Jumped again.
I believe we're going to have to, and you know what, Coach, that's probably has a lot to do with some of the new faces we got up there on the line on this offensive squad.
Yeah, I mean, timing the kid probably hasn't worked that much. You know, we're only getting into probably this week here some real practice time with each other, and, you know, your timing's going to be off a little bit. And early on, we didn't have any problems with it. And right now, you know, you start getting a little more fatigue. You got to really make sure you concentrate and stay in your stance and everything and don't come out too quick.
So that brings up first and 15 from the 30-yard line. Still in that single wing. Gretter still in there, spin back. Oh, my goodness, we got more yellow. Coach, what are you going to call this time?
Well, it's got to be on the offense. Again, you think fault start again.
I believe if I were Coach Jensen, I'd be marching out onto the field and find out who's doing that and try to make a little adjustment somehow.
Did they call it offsides? Yes, we must be lining up off. We must be lining up offsides or something. Somebody's got to get something fixed here. Well, at least that's the signal I've always seen for offsides.
Well, yeah.
That's usually against the defense.
Okay, we'll try this again. It's first and 20 from the 25-yard line. Here's Nate Saren with the direct snap. Nate's moving forward. He's got an opening. He's across the 40, 50, 40, 30, and brought down at about the 26-yard line. What a big play by Nate Saren.
Yeah, he just wanted a few more rushing yards to take the penalties backwards, and he picked all that up and then 20 after that run.
That's Grandpa Sharon's home listening to this one. Well, yeah, Grandpa, you did that play right there would have made you very proud. That was a big gainer by Nate.
That's the only thing that slowed him up in the hole is he ran into his own guy, but he got to the outside and got one kid at an angle at him and is able to bring him down. Otherwise, that's a touchdown-saving tackle for Cardinals. That's about the minute mark here as we get down. Cardinals takes a timeout.
Yep, Cardinal does take their last timeout, third and final timeout of the half. With 1:05 to go here before halftime, so Nikita leads 22-0. Nice play. That was that one probably got me as excited as any of them tonight, Dan, because, you know, we go penalty, so all of a sudden we're first and 20, sitting back there on the 25, and Nate rattles off a pretty good-sized run there.
Yeah, those guys did it. The other guy did a nice job blocking up there for him, and they hit a huge hole, and he hit it hard, and he was off to the races there. And like we said, if it wouldn't been for the little angle here that the defensive back had on him, I think we would have 6 points there. But, you know, now you got plenty of time. You got minute five. You're about the 25-yard line. You got plenty of time to get in there.
Absolutely. My good friend Alan Sellers just sent me a text. Eddieville Blakesburg is no fluke. They're just trailing West Branch 7-0 at halftime. So they got a barn burner going on up there at West Branch tonight, or I believe that one's at West Branch, no doubt. If their defense is as tested as it was last week, it's going to be a tough one. All right, Cobra's back up to the ball. In that single wing, Gretter in it. That's spin back. Oh, direct snap to Crawford this time. Crawford around the right side. He's moving forward. Nice gain. Pick up of about maybe six, call it seven. They're going to mark it down right around the 21-yard line.
You got to get a little quicker here, and then it looks like the offense is coming out a little bit 45 faster.
Yep, 45 seconds to go. We do have some timeouts. Here's Gretter. Gretter going to heave it out.
He's got Gretter open in the end zone. Gretter comes down with it, I believe that's a touchdown. It is. Touchdown, Cobras. 33 seconds to go before half, and Gretter to Gretter. Beautifully done. Gretter had his guy beat pretty substantially, and Gretter just put it right. The Colton had to slow up just a little bit, but Gretter had a nicely thrown pass there to Gretter.
Yeah, he did a nice job. Colton came out of his break there and just kind of left the kid standing there, and it was pretty easy. That was pretty easy throw and catch there on that one.
Cobra's gonna go for the 2-point conversion again. Gretter in motion this time. Direct snap to Peyton Crawford. Peyton up the middle, and oh, goodness, a little trickery here. Now we got Gretter running around the end, and he dives to a pylon. I don't know what happened there.
He was stuffed, it looked like, and he just pitched it back.
Wow, a little improvision.
We've got a lot of improvising here, it looks like, early tonight. Well, it worked earlier for a 2-point conversion, and that one still came up a little bit short.
Well, Plain was running easy. You couldn't see a little hitch in his getting up there. His ankle was feeling all right there. He could smell the end zone, but he does come up a little short.
You start smelling painter, your injuries aren't near as bad.
That's right. So 33 seconds to go before half. 30 Kiota now leads Cardinal Veldon 28-0. Seen a lot of action here the first half, man, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, he did. Best case came out earlier. They've been fired up here from the get-go here, and kids have come out and played real well. And like you said, a lot of new faces out there, so it's real nice to see and give these kids get an opportunity to get out there and do some things here. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of them's from injuries from other kids, but, you know, when you get a chance, you got to make a do.
Yeah, our kickoff team, we got a lot of young guys. Danny Beckard on to attempt the kick again. He does. Oh, my God.
Fumble. Oh, and a fumble, and the Cobras have recovered.
I believe, from my vantage point, it is Cobra ball. Number 44, I believe that's an Albert kid. That's Courtney. He just waylaid one of our guys.
Hit Ben Applegate there, number 40. I don't know who hit who there, but the ball come out after that one.
Yes, Ben just a freshman, so he was indoctrinated to varsity football.
Right there, let me tell you, that was a vicious hit.
Yeah,
but Ben pops right up.
He's down on a knee on the sideline. They take a look at him. But as I said, I don't know who hit who, because that rush back come up there in a hurry.
So the Cobra is 26, almost 27 seconds, 26.9 to be exact. Got a chance to punch it in the pay dirt again. Gretter in motion. Here's Striegel with the keeper up the middle. Oh, that looked like a face mask, but they are not going to call it. Boy, his head got yanked back, and they're not going to throw anything.
He was up around the head tackle in there. That we took a timeout.
We took a timeout. You bet. We want this. We want this thing. We want to put her in again. There's no doubt these boys are playing their hearts out, and they want to get her back into the end zone. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach does.
Well, I think he's got a lot of options here. He can throw out a pass here. He's got kids that have broken long runs, and I think only 15 seconds. Obviously, you got a lot of you don't have a lot of time, but you got options here. I think.
You know, we haven't talked about the crowd that Sigourney Kiota got. Had to follow him down here. We got a pretty nice crowd across the way. There, a good number of Sigourney Kiota
Well, of course, they got the one set of bleachers completely full, but they ain't very big.
That's right. They're not very big, but we've got one of them completely full. They've got to be staying warm.
Looks like we got some car sitters tonight, so that's good. I mean, you want to stay warm and things like that, but the nice thing about this field is you can pull right up to the fence and watch the game here a little bit, so that's nice to see. And it is kind of neat. Got to give a shout-out to Brent Seeby down in Kansas City, Missouri. Hopefully he's still listening in. He said he sent me a text last week. Sigourney alumni, likes to listen. We know his father, Wilford's a very avid follower of Cobra football, and wanted to give a shout-out to Brent. Here's Gritter back to pass. He puts it in the air.
He'll Hail Mary,
and I don't believe we got a flag down again at the 40-yard line. So flag is down. The pass was incomplete.
This might be another one of them offside things they've been calling all night on us.
I'll start again. I didn't see anybody move on that one, but it must be somebody out there right in front of that official, one of the wide receivers or something, because Coach Jensen's trying to find out, too, what the heck's going on.
he doesn't look happy either.
I don't know how many of those flags have been thrown, but it's getting up there to six or seven.
Yeah.
Illegal motion.
He talked to the official for a while, and as he turned away in disgust, he said it looked like he agreed with what he was calling.
I don't know if I'm the coach. I said, give me a number.
Yeah.
Because they got to figure out who's doing this. So the Cobras got probably 7.3 seconds to go here before half. They probably all up. Yeah. They're gonna just take a knee. Gritter takes a knee. And that is going to be it for the first half. So at the end of the first half, Sigourney Kiota leads Cardinal 28-0. And, defensively, offensively, everything looks to be clicking pretty well.
Yeah, I think we came out real early and set the tone. You know, we kicked off and were able to stuff them right away, took the ball right down the field and scored. And, you know, I think things were kind of set there. And like you're talking about, offensive line was a lot younger tonight. Defensive line's a little bit younger, but they really came in and did a nice job. The coaches had to do a good job of getting them ready. And they played a great game so far. I think the front guys in the trenches, and that's the guys that get your special guys, the running backs and your quarterbacks, and get them time to run and things like that. So, yeah, I think the game plan came in, and kids have executed real well tonight. Nate Sears ran hard. Peyton Crawford's come in and run hard. And the offense has looked real good here.
Yeah, key to success tonight was to get that running game up and moving again. We were non-existent. We rushed for 126 total yards last week. You know, that's most of the time Colton Granter and Nate Sarin have that themselves on any given night, and to come up and as a team rush for 126 yards, you knew that was a very extremely good defense we were up against.
Yeah.
And tonight, even with all the inexperience, I'm not saying inexperience, but just different faces up there in the line play, it appears that they're doing a very good job of holding their blocks and opening holes and allowing these guys to run through.
Yeah, I'd agree with that 100%. And then on the other side of the ball, your defense has come out and pitched a shutout through the first half, and I still think they've only got the one first down, I believe. And, that's a pretty good defensive effort there, and we've been sending them backwards more than they've been going forward. So,
yeah, their total offensive yards can't be approaching even 50 yet. We may have some. It has been told to us that they got two positive yards of offense. Coach Stout will give you some rundown on some statistics. Dan will give you some time to look that over. I will bring our listeners up to date on some scores around the area, and let you kind of decipher that, and I'll let you share that with the folks here after I'm done sharing scores.
Yeah, that's fine.
So at the in the first quarter, Albion leads I-35 Truro 27-0.
Yeah.
Clay City Monroe is playing at Davis County tonight. They lead 7-6. No score on Clark of Osceola versus CMB Baxter. Bondurant, Farrar, and Gilbert. Bondurant leads that one in the second quarter 7-0. No score on Central Lee and L&M. Mediapolis leads Columbus Junction in the first quarter 6-0. West Burlington, Notre Dame, and Mid Prairie, 7, Notre Dame nothing in the first quarter. Also a first quarter score. Carlisle 13, Sheridan 7.
at halftime, Pleasantville leads North Mahaska 13 to nothing. In the first quarter, Pella leads Oskaloosa 14 to nothing. No score on Centerville and Fairfield. Boone leads Grinnell I believe at the start of the season, Grinnell was ranked, but Boone leads them at this point in time in the first quarter 14 to nothing. West Branch leading Eddyville Blakesburg at halftime 7 to nothing. Southeast Warren and Pekin in the second quarter. Pekin all over Southeast Warren 62 to nothing. Winfield, Mount Union, and Van Buren. Van Buren leads that one here on the Thunderbolt app, 32-8. And Montezuma against BGM. BGM rolling 27-0 in the second quarter. No score from English Valley and Linville Sully. Urbandale leads Indianola in the second quarter, 14-7. Pella Christian up on Colfax Bingo, 45-0 in the second quarter. A final due to forfeit. For some reason, Wayne scored 13 points, but it was a forfeit over Seymour, 13 to nothing. HLV Victor trails Glidden Ralston, 21-8 in the second quarter. Melchior Dallas trailing Lennox, 14-6. Twin Cedars and Moravia, no score. Ottumwa leading Ankeny Centennial, 10-7. And our final score here on the Thunderbolt app, Council Bluffs, Lincoln 7, Waukee 3, that in the second quarter. Well, Coach Stout, you had an opportunity to look over some of those stats. Can you bring our listeners back home up to speed on how our defense and offensive players have fared in the first half?
Yeah, before I get to that, that forfeit there, I think Seymour and what's happened there, I think they had to forfeit the rest of their season with injuries. That's an unfortunate thing for the kids. I think you get 13 points on a win, I think is what that deal is on that.
You know, 2 weeks ago, you admitted to me you were not up on your rules. You went back and spent some time
and figured out these rules. A little bit. But I just remember reading that here on the Iowa High School website here one of these days that they said Seymour has a bunch of injuries down there and ran out of kids to play.
Sure.
You know, unfortunate deal for them down there, but I think that's what that deal is on that. So I don't think they played that game at all. But back to our stats and things. Yeah, our kid just did a great job here in the first half. Rushing, we have 234 yards rushing. Nate Searin's obviously leading that. I don't have a complete number on him, but I think he's up around 130 yards rushing himself. Peyton Crawford's right up there too. He had the nice run there, about a 32-yard touchdown run for us to open the game up. We got the 2-point conversion on that one with the Crawford run up the gut there for an 8-0 lead to really get us started going. Came right back after that, after a defensive stop. We went down in the first quarter also, and Nate Searin was able to get a 4-yard touchdown run. Failed 2-point conversion. Good play, just missed a guy in the end zone on that 2-point conversion, and we were up 14-0. Then we come back down the second quarter, about 9 minutes left. Cole Striegel puts it in. From 4 yards out, put us up, and then Colton Griner, that was the crazy 2-point conversion there on the missed snap, and he threw about a 25, 30-yard 3-point touchdown here, 2-point conversion, so that was nice to see that to Weber, put us up 22-0, then we were able to get there right at the end with a nice pass from Griner to Griner there at the end with like 33.9 seconds left, I believe it was, we got us down for 24 yards passing on the night, and I think most of them come right there on that one because I was out for a 20-yard pass there. So, you know, that was a nice play for us and put us up 28-0. Offense, like we talked about all first halves, really been quick. And, you know, guys have been hitting the holes hard, been running hard. And I think that proves it right there. And we talked about you talked early in the game about how we had to get the rushing game going at 234 yards at halftime. That's pretty good. So we'll see what happens there. Defensively, you can't say much there. They got 2 yards, 1 first down, and I think the defense, that pretty much speaks for itself right there. The kids have just done a great job. I believe they've lost 2 fumbles, and we haven't lost anything. And, you know, the kids' special teams, offense, defense, everything's been clicking for the SK Cobras tonight.
It certainly has, and it's been a fun half to watch. Actually, that first quarter went by fast.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of running. The clock's going to keep running, But good action all the way through. You know, everybody's been doing their job. The guys up front, like you said, we got some new kids in there playing, but
Gage Griner coming there, did a nice job. That John Mather did a nice job up front there, too. Offensive line, Peyton Uphold did a nice job. I know, as we've been watching all these plays, they've been running a lot of balls over there behind him. And, so I think, these kids are coming in there, getting a chance to play, and they're really doing a good job.
Absolutely. You mentioned a lot of different names. And some of our listeners back home that may not know all the things that transpired last week, some of them may have been there, some of them may not have. But plagued by injury last week, we normally call Tucker Fowler's name a lot. We normally call Jeremiah Green's name a lot. Two pretty key seniors on this team. Jeremiah's not even suited up tonight. He's a gamer. He's one of those kids that loves the game. You can tell it the way he plays. And poor old Jeremiah, I'm sure it's killing him to not be able to put those pads on and be out there tonight. And because I love watching that style of play, but oh boy, we got Hot Wings just showed up in the booth, and the young man's not even going to share them.
We thought they were coming for us, didn't we?
Oh, I'm sure. I thought maybe it was special delivery to the broadcasters, but apparently not.
They didn't get my email about that. That's what I wanted at halftime.
Hey, we got time to kill here at halftime. If any of you folks out there got things you want to text in to us and share with us, Dan and I will certainly share it with the listening audience. But we are in the middle of enjoying a little Cardinal Comet Sand action out here at midfield here in Eldon, Iowa. Beautiful complex they have here.
Yeah, they got real nice facilities around here. I mean, they have a nice 6-lane track, as we talked about earlier, and the football field, it looks like it could use a little water, but, it's in pretty good shape. I mean, nobody's really been sliding around or doing, footy's been good all night long, it seems like, and I walked by the baseball and softball complex. I know a few years ago they had some outstanding softball teams down here in Cardinal, and yeah, they got a nice place down here. Not too far of a drive for us to come down. I think I made it down here about 35 minutes tonight. It was a nice little trip down. And it
really is. It's an easy drive down here. I had never been here, Dan, before, other than the basketball game that you played a few years back. You were coaching a Kyoto team against a Waco team in a district final. That was the only time. It was colder than heck, And we didn't fare as well as I would have liked us to.
I don't try and bring those things up.
Hey, one of those players from that team went on to play for a very, very awesome organization, Iowa State University.
Yeah.
Austin McBeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just graduated from Iowa State University, but he did make the squad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to see kids. Whether they're from our own school or just around the area, I mean, kids to go on and be successful in things they do. It's fun watching the kids grow up in high school and get out here and compete and do those things. And then, like you said, if they get an opportunity to go play some college ball or something like that, it's a neat feeling, I think, as a coach, and I always look at it. It's neat to see.
Absolutely. Hey, we got some time. Sigourney and Kyoto listeners back home, tournament play, you are the head volleyball coach at Kyoto, and I've interviewed you. I've interviewed Chris Carter, the Sigourney head volleyball coach. We start tournament play. You guys finished up conference play last night against Iowa Valley, the conference leader, and played very tough, very hard, great game, great as a spectator to watch that. But coming up this week, we play football together, but come Tuesday night, your squad is going to face off against Chris's squad in a, I believe you call it a sectional play or
a regional play, they call it, but it's a first round regional play is what they call the volleyball. And yeah, it's going to be a fun match. I mean, we play Tuesday night at Sigourney at 7:00. So, we want to see as many people from the two communities come out and support, the two volleyball programs, both of them. I mean, Sigourney finished, Iowa Valley's finished 10-0 this year in the conference. Sigourney was 8-2. We finished 6-4. We just played Sigourney a couple weeks ago at their place. Tough, hard-fought match overall for the night. Both teams went back and forth. We were up 2-1 in sets, and then we ended up losing 3-2 in just a heck of a battle. And, the kids, like you said, the kids know each other. We got a couple, cheer together out here. And, I want to give a shout-out for our team and the Sigourney team. It's going to be one heck of a battle. It's unfortunate we got to play first game out, but, you know, with the geography and the way the state throws things out there, they look at it as a, it's going to be a nice little gate. You know, a lot of people are going to come out and watch. Everyone's going to be excited. It'll be fun. I know our fans will be there. They'll be getting crazy. And I know the Sigourney fans, their kids, their students, they got one of the better student sections that come out and play. And that's why I want our kids to kid out. And our kids have been getting better at it. And, you know, they've been coming out and really supporting the girls. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I think if, like you talking about us playing Iowa Valley last night, I mean, if we can put a match together like we did against Iowa Valley last night, you know, we're going to be in pretty good shape. And, you know, I talked to the kids about that tonight at practice. If we just got to come out and play like that, and right now you got absolutely nothing to lose. You're going on the road, and we don't seem to play as well on the road as we do at home. But, you know, we played pretty well over at Searing last time, and I think it's going to be one heck of a battle when the two teams get out on the floor on Tuesday night at 7 at the Searing High School. I can certainly vouch for that, Dan. You know, I was over there. My daughter plays for you over on the Kyoto squad. And listeners, I tell you, if you can all make it out, at all make it out, you will see one very exciting game of volleyball, because these two teams are very, very, very similar in talent and quality. It will be a close game, no doubt. I do believe, after watching the first game and how tight that was between Sydney and Kyoto, this one I don't expect any different. It'll be one of those that comes right down to the wire. It's tournament play. It's go or go home.
Yep.
So a lot on the line for both squads. And let's pack that gym and let's yell loud for our respective teams and hopefully create an environment that the kids will love.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, I always talk to my teams about that. That's why you come out and play. Just for those kind of those kind of games where you play, and like you said, win or go home, and you know that's always put out there every time you get to tournament play. And you know, I think that's what makes high school athletics so much fun to be involved in. Just, you know, you get a bunch of people in the communities getting out there supporting in a good way. You know, you don't have to be negative to the referees or anything like that. You got to leave that up to the coaches and things like that. But other than that, you know, you just let go out there and support your kids. And that's what's good about both our communities, I think. Both communities do a great job of that, you know. Sigourney, they support their kids great, and I think the Kyoto people do a wonderful job of coming out and supporting the kids in everything we do, whether it's volleyball, football, basketball, going to the play, you know, musicals, whatever you do. I mean, everybody in the community comes out and supports, and I know that's in both communities, and that's a great thing. That's one thing I'm real proud to be involved in with that as I coach those teams, and we go out there and play.
Well, the main thing is that you get our kids prepared well, Dan, for Tuesday night, and make sure you reiterate to them to go out and have fun.
Yep, that's always the last thing we tell them. Play hard and have some fun. But and like he said, we're building it up pretty good, and hopefully both teams will come out and play it the way it's supposed to be played. And if they do, you will see a good match. And as long as both teams are prepared, which I think they will be, I know Coach Carter does a nice job with their kids, and you know, I think our kids will be prepared. You know, they know what's at stake, and they'll be prepared to play. And hopefully both teams put on a good show.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Dan, that your team this year was an exciting team to watch. They never gave up. They moved. They were always always moving and trying to find that loose ball, make things happen. A lot of fun to watch. If you hadn't gotten out to watch one, you got one or hopefully more shots to watch either one of these teams play. But really, phenomenal job of coaching those girls this year, and it sure looked to me like they had a lot of fun last night, and that's a great thing. Do want to I made note of this earlier to the listening audience, but the junior high pro football program, coached by Lee Crawford, who I interviewed last week, Alan Sellers and Alan Sarin, They each the seventh and eighth grade teams each had six games this year, and want to let the public know that the future is bright for Sigourney Kyoto football, as both those teams came in undefeated this year, 6-0, and you know, they didn't play any slouches out there, so to speak. They played a lot of school systems that are larger than them, and it. What really excites me, Dan, and you're going to have the opportunity to do this next year with your youngest. Oh, well, not your youngest. You've got a lot of young ones, but you're younger than the two older ones.
JD coming up through is so awesome to watch the talent change and the improvement that they make as young individuals from 7th grade to 8th grade. I was able to experience that. The 7th graders this year, just an awesome group of athletes and kids that got a passion for the game.
Yeah.
Not that the 8th graders know how. There's a lot of 8th graders that got a passion for the game, but to watch those 8th graders go from 1-4-1 last year to come and go 6-0 against three or possibly four of the teams that they played last year is just so fun to watch as a parent, to watch them grow and improve.
Yeah, I get to talk to the kids at school when they come back into school then, and, you know, I had one coach who said, hey, coach, had an interception last night, you know. So, that, you know, the kids are just excited when they come in and talk about it, and obviously winning makes it that much more exciting for the kids, but I think the kids are getting taught good fundamentals down there, you know, and, you know, they play well together, and you start building that camaraderie together, you know, as you want to see when they're up here in the high school level, just with the two teams, you know, competing together at the junior high level. And, you know, we've kind of started that down at the 5th and 6th grade level here the last few years. And, you know, I just think it gets the kids knowing each other that much better. And then, you know, hopefully by the time they're juniors and seniors, you know, they're just gelling together even that much more. And that's what will continue the success that the SK program's had over all the years that they've had.
Absolutely. One more score to pass on to our listeners. If you're a baseball fan, in the top of the third, it is scoreless between the L.A. Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Who are you rooting for there, Dan?
Well, I don't know. I guess St. Louis is probably the closest around here, but God dang, when you're a Cubs fan, it's hard to go say come on Cardinals, but
that makes two of us. But that's our division.
Yeah, I mean, it's real in there, but that's why I said it's hard, too, but I know my brother-in-law, Jared, he's a big St. Louis fan, so, and Jeff, both of them, they're both Cardinal fans, so, actually, I think Jared went out and bought some tickets to the World Series already, so, if they have it in St. Louis, he'll be down there watching them.
I'll be darned.
So, I mean, it's, I guess I'd be cheering for them to go. I know every night we're out working, Jeff's always telling me what the scores are, so we're in good shape there.
At least on the update we've got here, St. Louis and Los Angeles scoreless at the top of the third. And it was just updated. Now it's good. They're going into the bottom of the third. So that is a correct score. Folks, we're just about to get the second half started. Both teams are back out here. The Cobras are out doing some calisthenics, getting loosened up and ready to roll for the second half. Once again, we're just about to start the second half. Sidney Kyoto leads Cardinal 28-0.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens here as we come out. Both teams getting warmed up and so it kind of see. I mean, you always when you get a nice big lead, it's hard to, you know, keep the kids focused and the attention there. And hopefully, you know, I know the coaching staff here at SK will do all they can to make sure they stay focused and do what they need to do. But you know, it's hard to continue to do that. And like the biggest thing I think we need to do right now is just shore up some of our penalties that we've had here. And other than that, things have been rolling pretty good.
Right? Yeah. You know, quite a few false starts called on us. I'm not sure if it was one particular individual or if just a plethora of young men there lining up incorrectly or if they were jumping too soon. But there again, we make that correction. You know, it's pretty fault-free first half.
Yeah. I mean, if you take away some of those penalties there, you know, you just get a few more big plays running out of our running backs that we've had, and things should be pretty good shape. But like I said, this looks to me like if the defense continues to play like they're going to play here, if they can do that here the whole second half, I think that 28-0 is going to be pretty safe.
Absolutely. Well, folks, I don't want you to forget about the Iowa Hawkeyes. 106.9 FM in Southern Iowa's home is Southern Iowa's home away voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tune in each and every Saturday for the Hawks on 106.9. Tomorrow, the Black and Gold take on Ohio State in the Horseshoe. Broadcast time start is always 2 hours before kickoff. So be sure to check out Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak on your station for the Hawks for Ottumwa and Southern Iowa 106.9 FM.
I think that's a 2:30 kickoff tomorrow afternoon, isn't it, Amos? I believe it is.
I believe it is, and I believe it's going to be broadcast on ABC, if I'm not mistaken.
They got a tough task there, it looks like, but they're the number 4 team in the country.
Fire really has them playing some football there.
He does. That guy has not lost as their head coach. I mean, it eventually will come to an end, but...
That would be a great job.
You know, I'm not much of a Hawkeye fan. I root for them when they're not playing my beloved Cyclones.
Yeah.
But, hey, also following tonight's game, join the Friday Night Lights crew for the Locker Room Show from 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 FM and 106.9 FM. Coaches from area schools will discuss their game and what's coming up next week. That's the Locker Room Show live from 10 to midnight following the broadcast on 106.9 and 96.7 KIIC FM. So we are just literally seconds away from getting this one kicked off and the second half underway.
Yeah, neither one of our college teams really have a real easy one tomorrow, do they?
I was
Baylor. That's not that easy. A little basketball game on turf.
Well, I believe when you walked up here to the press box tonight, you said they are underdogs by the tune of 34 points tomorrow.
It's something. I know it's between 30 and 33. That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. And if a Paul Rhodes defense or a Wally Burnham defense gives up or allows that type of spread to happen, I'll tell you that, folks out there, put your money on Iowa State. That's my hot tip for the night.
There you go.
Because they are not going to lose by 34 points or 35.
It's guaranteed right there by Amos.
I'll have a lot of people.
You might get a lot of texts tomorrow night.
What did you say? I heard you on the radio.
Well, SK's going to get the kickoff here.
That's right. So they're going to defer to the second half, so they will. Campbell on to kickoff. Griner deep to receive. This one's heading out of bounds to the 18. Penalty marker in the air. Cobras will start first and 10 from the 35-yard line.
I can get that penalty pretty easy. That's a kick out of bounds. That'd be some extra yardage for SK to start off with.
Absolutely. You've been spot on.
Yeah.
Two games we've been together, and you have not missed a penalty yet.
I was off on one tonight, but I was wishful thinking on the play. I didn't understand the offsides on an offensive team yet here, but hopefully we'll get that figured out. So they're going to make them re-kick it. I thought that was just a spot on penalty. Looks like they're going to make it kick off again.
Well, apparently,
still kicking off from the 40-yard line still, too.
Apparently, the Cobras believe they can have better field position than the 35, so that'll be... That'll be interesting to see if we're able to benefit.
Okay, they are taking it back.
I believe I might have said Campbell set the kickoff. It is Elder that is set to kick off for the Comets. Griner and, is it Berg, back deep to receive for the Cobras.
Like maybe 24, maybe. Jacob Wickengamp?
Okay.
It is hard. It's tough.
I've been back in that position before, so it very well could be Jacob with back to receive, and I believe it is 24. So Jacob Wickenkamp and Colton Griner back deep to receive. Here's Elder with the kick, taken by Wickenkamp. He's got both hands on it. He's covering up. He's off to the left side, moves forward. And to about the 36, maybe they're possibly the 37, so we came out a little bit better.
Yeah. Okay, well, you mentioned Derek Burr. I haven't seen him in the second. I don't believe he's playing tonight, is he? I haven't seen him in the secondary where he usually is.
Interesting you say that. I haven't seen number 22 out there, so I'm not
think
sure
he's playing tonight.
I'm not sure if maybe he
was on the sideline, but I don't think he's been in any action yet tonight.
I do see number 22 across the way as well. Cobras come out in that single wing, Griner in motion. The ball carrier Nate Seren, he's got running room carrying a guy, moves across the 50 down at the 44-yard line. Nice big game by Nate.
Yeah, another come right around the outside edge and had a nice hole, and it's tough for one guy to bring him down. The guy was able to get on his back and ride him down there, but otherwise that would have been a little bigger gain, but nice 15, 20-yard gain to start the half.
Absolutely. Cobra's not wasting any time. Back in the single wing. Griner in motion again. This time the ball carrier is Griner, but met immediately right at the line of scrimmage. You know, Colton hasn't had the opportunity to really
break loose tonight, Dan.
I think they've seen that counter that we run there, reverse will play there quite a bit, and they've been waiting on him, and that's why I think Nate Searns would be able to be so successful coming around this way, you know, that they just have been looking for that.
Kind of a misdirection. They sent Colton one direction and then handed off to Nate on the opposite side going the other way, and that kind of has
all started again.
You know, that's a late flag, though. I mean, we were in motion and moving before that flag came in. I'm not sure why.
It certainly is.
I mean, you made the right call. They would have to place that ball on about the 48-yard line for me to be able to find out who's actually make it, you know.
Well, about as close we're going to get here on the 50 here.
Committing the infraction, but we are on the 50, second and 15 from the 50-yard line for the Cobras. Throwing that single wing. Greiner in the backfield, along with Greiner. Greiner's got the corner. And he cuts it back in towards the center of the field, still on his feet, moves forward across the 40, and brought down at around the 38-yard line. So that'll bring up a manageable third down situation. I'm bringing up about third and four.
Well, that's a little different there. They just put Greiner in the backfield right there, just handed off to him instead of running the counter. They just handed right off to him, let him come around the outside edge, and picked up nice yardage there.
Looks like they're standing at a very similar set. He's kind of in there at that tailback position is what it looks like. It's with Swearingen. And here is Greiner with the carry again. He's got the right side. He's got the corner and pushed out at about the 30-yard line, which is going to be right at about the first down marker.
Yeah, they gave it to him.
They did get it. They're going to move the chains. But, yeah, it looks like they've got Colton set at they're stacking him back there in that tailback position. They got Swearingen in there at that wingback.
Yeah, just, again, moving kids around here a little bit, giving them different opportunities at different spots. And Colton isn't in that wingback or running back spot. Could even pull up and throw the ball if he had to, too.
Absolutely. Same personnel in there, Swearingen in motion. Here's Friegel with the keeper up the middle. Those tough, hard yards up the middle. He picks up. He moves forward for about six, call it seven. Bring up second and about three for the Cobras.
Good downhill run in there from Striegel coming out of there. He just basically got the ball, went straight up the gut, and like you said, picked up 6 yards. And again, we're getting nice chunks on first down.
So the ball's placed on the 29-yard line, second and four, rather than second and three. Here's Granner in motion, back in that wing back position. He's got the ball this time around the left side. He's got a hole. He moves forward more than enough for the first down and finally brought down right around the 10-yard line. They're going to mark it exactly on the 10-yard line.
Well, we were wondering at halftime if they'd stay focused coming out. The offensive line is doing a great job opening up some nice holes. For, I think we've only had one play where they stuffed just for nothing. Other than that, we've got positive yards on every play we've ran so far.
9:04 to go. Third quarter, Sigourney Kieta leads 28-0. Greiner in at that spin back position. Greiner in motion. This time the handoff is to Searns. Searns up the middle. He is dangerously close to the goal line. Stopped short, just short of the goal line. That will bring up first and goal for the Cobras.
Really mixing it up nice, putting different guys in different positions, different runners each time, and that's got to be hard for the Cardinal defense to pick up on who's going to get the ball.
Excuse me, second and goal for the Cobras. 8:25 to go, third quarter. Cobras up to the ball, Greiner in motion again. This time the handoff to Searns. And Searns is in for the touchdown. So with 8:13 to go in the third quarter, Sigourney Kieta 34, Cardinal nothing.
Good play for Nate going out the gut there. And, you know, he got the big run to start things off on this drive, and it's nice to be able to see him finish it. And type we're going to go for two again.
And pretty consistent. I mean, this is what they've done all night long. We haven't seen any of our kicking game. Here's Greiner lofting it in the air and just throws it way beyond the end zone. No chance there. So with 8:13 to go, the score remains. Sigourney Kieta 34, Cardinal nothing. Now, the rule, 35-point, that's continuous clock. So they're 1 point short of that.
Yeah.
but it always has to remain in that 35-point spread.
Yeah, you're not going to see that, which they do that in basketball, too, and I'm not a huge fan of it. Different kids don't get a chance to play as much, but
correct.
I mean, and I understand why the rule is in play that way, but that's, you know, just something you got to deal with and go from there. And looks like you had a little update on the baseball game. Looks like the Cardinals scored in the bottom of the third to take a 1-0 lead over the Dodgers, so things are looking good down there in St. Louis land there for the Cardinals. Like, what are they, one game away from making it if they win that one?
I think so.
So we got Colton Griner going back off to kick off again here now. So kind of switching kids around here and getting maybe a little deeper kick here.
A lot of young kids out there on our kickoff. Here's number 6, Campbell, with the reception. And he's got some run. Oh, my golly. He caught the left edge, and if it weren't for Colton Griner to come over and knock him out of midfield, it could have been six.
Yeah, it's always nice to see when your kicker is making the plays back there. Colton does a lot of defensive work, too, so he knows how to make tackles and things there. So he had a nice angle at him, knocked him out right at midfield.
Yeah, good opportunity, though, for a lot of our younger kids to get in there. We got a lot of our young kids coming in on that kickoff situation. But Colton was able to get over there and knock Campbell out right at midfield. So Potts under center this time rather than in the gun. So they're changing things up. They got Yeager in the backfield along with Albert. Handoff here to Albert. Nothing going. Might have been a little ball. Very possibly a fumble, and they are tickling SK ball.
Looks like 54 has it for SK.
54. Would that be uphold?
Lane Boonder.
Lane Boonder.
I'm glad you finished that for me.
Yeah, not Lane Bender.
Lane Bender.
Yeah. Nice play by Lane. I didn't see who came up with it, but good eyes by Coach Stout here. He's able to pick that up. But, you know, good hard run forward there by Albert. He just couldn't hang on to it.
Those guys are putting the helmet in there every time. That's nice defense.
They certainly are. So Cobra stay in that single wing. Griner in motion. Hand off to Siren. Sharon's got some nice running room around the right side, brought down at about the 40-yard line, pickup of 10. We're very close to 10. I don't know if they're going to move the chains or if they're going to call it second short.
A little bit short on that, but that's been his bread and butter all night long, just coming around this right side. And guys are doing a nice job up front of getting him some running room, and he's doing a good job of following them and running right down the field.
Staying with that same core up front. Hasn't changed on the personnel side. Here's the Cowboys. Nate Saren again off the left side this time. Got a lot of good running room across the 35 and finally brought down at about the 31-yard line.
And then this direction there, go to the left a little bit there too. Give every one of the linemen a chance to make a couple plays here, get some blocks and move downfield. So that's nice to see. It looks like Schuster 78 and they're doing a nice job of opening up some holes there. And like we talked about earlier, Peyton Upholz is doing a nice job. And got Weber on the outside edge, pinning his guy down in there, and they're just moving the ball.
Cobra stay. First and 10. Here's some of those tough, hard yards where Nate started up the middle and then kicked her out to the left side.
Yeah, there's nothing fancy about this drive. We're just handing the ball off to Searing and running. Looks like now he's going to take a little break, and Peyton Crawford's coming back into the ball game.
Yep, change of personnel there. Team's moving over towards the sideline to grab the call. Cobra's got her on the far side hash mark. Second about 7 from the 29-yard line. Gretters went the whole way with spin back. Griner in motion here. Gretter corrals it. There's Crawford up the middle, still moving across the 20 and finally brought down right just beyond the 20, maybe the 19. That is enough for a first down.
Yeah, move the chains there, Peyton. This is just a nice change of pace here. You go from Searing to Crawford there, and they just both run, like you said, run downhill and get their shoulders down low, and they're both moving the pile every single time.
Absolutely. 6:08 to go. Sigourney Kiyota in the third quarter. Sigourney Kiyota leads 34-0. Here's a handoff to Griner. Griner up the middle. He cuts it back to the left side, and he moves forward to about the 15-yard line. That's going to bring up second and 5. Ball is spotted right at the 15-yard line. Second and 5, Cobras, 5:47 to go, third quarter.
Cobras have been single wing pretty much all night long. We haven't seen too much of the spread, maybe once or twice. Greiner in motion. Oh, there's direct snap to Crawford. Crawford throws it into the red basket of Greiner, and he moves forward.
They cannot call us for a false start on that one because that penalty came in so late. That cannot be a false start.
No, it'd be interesting to find out what this one is.
Hopefully it's maybe a face mask coming in across there, or a hold on the offensive line, one or the other. We got the face mask on the defense.
I'll tell you, Dan Stout, you are incredible. You are all over these penalty calls.
Well, you got down inside the middle of the huddle there, and the scrum kind of there, and a lot of guys' hands going everywhere, just got a little high on the tackle, and could probably be a half a distance to the goal because they're calling it a personal foul.
Absolutely. Ball was placed right around the 15, called the 14, so we're probably going to march that thing down as it down around the 7-yard line, I would guess, first and 10 for the Cobras. Still on the single wing, Greiner in motion to the left. A little confusion in the backfield, yeah. But they got to hand it off to Peyton Crawford around the right side. Touchdown, Cobras.
Well, if everybody was confused, he knew what to do the ball once he got it, that was for sure.
It looked like it was all kinds of confusion back there, but somehow Peyton ended up with it, which I'm sure it was designed that way, but he takes it around the right side and in for the score. So with 5:11 to go in the third quarter, Sigourney Kyoto 40, Cardinal nothing.
Good hard run again by Peyton going right down there once they got the ball to him.
Had Greiner split out on this extra point, split out right.
A little reverse.
Oh, here's a little reverse. Boy, they got him all tricked out, and I think that was Crawford flips it to Greiner, and he reverses around the left side, and he easily gets across the goal line in for the 2 points. 5:11 to go, third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leads 42-0.
That's one of the plays you'd like to see out here, about the 40 or 45-yard line here. Give a little extra room to run, but they executed that real well. Looks like we're bringing in 32 to kick off again here.
Danny Becker.
Yep.
Danny's a senior, and it's great to see him have the opportunity to get out. You know, he's been on the squad for 4 years. For Danny to get in and get some action, I just love to see it. It's great. It's great for Danny to.
Yeah, a lot of good new faces out there. Keaton Weber, number 87, is out there on the kickoff team. 18, Isaiah Hahn, another kid there. You know, it's just nice to see these guys get a chance, get on the field here, get their feet wet here as they come out and play. Wickenkamp looks like he's out on the outside edge on the other side.
Yep, we got Moore. We've got Schwanky, Albert. We've got a lot of good young kids out there. That's the future of the program.
Yeah. Like you said, it's always nice to get them in there and get them going. Yeah. All right, looks like Cardinal's going to come up to the line now. SK's defense coming on there. Looks like we've got the ball at the 45-yard line here. Cardinal's going to start off with. Botts is still running. That's the quarterback position here. Back in the shotgun. Albert goes in motion. Back to pass. Botts is back to pass. He's got a guy down the middle. Just missed his receiver. Number 6, Campbell, is wide open going down the middle of the field. Wasn't able to corral that one, but he had the guys fooled going down the field. Looks like finally we talked about Derek Berger earlier not being able to be in the game, and now it looks like he's in there playing a little bit here in the second half, so that's nice to see. I didn't know if he had an injury or what was going on there, and it's nice to see Derek back out on the field. As it looks like we'll go second down and 10 at the 45-yard line. Pops again going in the shotgun. Two receivers split to his right. Hand off to Albert's coming up the left sideline. He's just out of bounds at the right at the first down marker, number 23 for SK. Jordan Albert knocks him out of bounds. It's going to depend on the spot here, what we got. Referees are calling it third down and about an inch or two, it looks to me like. As Cardinals is running in, no stoppage of play here for the setting the chains. They're just going to call it third down in about 2 or 3 inches here as the clock continues to run. SK's up 42-0 with about 3 minutes to play. Potts again back in the shotgun. He's going straight up the middle with Jaeger. He will push the pile, get the first down. Look like the SK defense has brought in a lot of new faces here, which is great to see. Got Isaiah Hahn in there on that tackle. There we got a bunch of new guys coming in there playing. Chance Williams looks like he's in there playing. Chuck. And so we got a first down for Cardinals. This is the first drive they've really put together here on the field, and we got Potts back in the shotgun again. Waiting for the snap as he's 22 goes in motion. Driftlinger. Potts has still got the ball as he's running to the outside. He's got some room, finally brought down. He's got another first down for the Cardinal Thomas here as they're, like I said, they're putting their first drive together here, moving down the field, and so got some new faces in there and some old faces. Amos got Derek Burks now in the game, and Tucker Fowler looks like he's in the ballgame, number 62 now. So we got some different guys coming back in the game, and we got some new faces. Isaiah Hahn, number 18, is in the ballgame, so it's nice to see. But you know, a couple of them guys we were thinking might have been banged up a little bit, but now they're back in the ballgame.
That's good to see. They're
back in again. Nice play over here by Bird on that play.
Yeah, you know those names that you just brought up? They're veterans. I mean,
yeah.
It's nice to see them get some playing time here tonight.
So I don't know if they had some coaching decisions early on and, you know, just decided to put some different guys in there. But like you said, now some of these guys that have been playing are back in there. But like the Cardinals, this is the first time they've actually put a drive together here as they're moving down the field, down to about the 28-yard line, 26-yard line. Second down and 10.
56 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Second and Kettle leading 42-0.
Potts still in there. Quarterback drops the snap, but picks it back up, moves forward.
But brought down immediately, gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, didn't get much. Tex Striegel was in there on the tackle there on that one, but like you said, the same fumbles we had earlier in the game, too. They just throw the timing off. When you're in the shotgun every time, you know, it just throws your timing off enough to where the defense is able to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Thomas play cuddle. Two receivers split left. Potts in the shotgun. Back there with Jaeger and Albert in the backfield. Here's a fake handoff to Jaeger.
Oh,
and then tosses it out. Caught by Eckloff.
Berg went for the interception, just missed it, and then Jordan Albert was able to get the tackle at the end. They can bring up fourth down and maybe a yard, it looks like.
Yep, looking very, very close to about fourth and one for the Comets. No doubt they'll more than likely go for it.
Yeah, I would say so too, as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. That'd be the end of the third quarter there.
End of the third quarter, Cobras lead 42-0. Hopefully, we still got some listeners out there. They may have not getting too many text messages rolling in. Well, they might all went to the pool hall.
Yeah, we never know. Maybe they're watching the Cardinals now. They've jumped up to a 4-0 lead here.
Yes, they are. So, it'll be the top of the fourth. Cardinals lead 4-0. Maybe we ought to. We might want to check back and see how our local area scores are doing here on the Thunderbolt app.
There we go. Said this has been the farthest penetration that the Comets have been able to put onto the field tonight. Here they're down about the 19-yard line here on a. They're calling it a fourth down and 3 is what it looks like. It looks to me like the chain's only about 1 or 2 yards, but
fourth and 3.
Yep.
From the 19-yard line for the Comets.
long. It's fourth and two. The announcer calls it fourth and two. Here's Potts. Under center. Potts moves to the left side. He's got enough for the first down. He's moving across.
Still on his feet.
Off the ball. He's inside the five.
All right, they called him down. He tried to stretch out there to try and get a touchdown, and
the ball popped loose.
The ball did come loose, but they ruled him down there about the three-yard line.
So that will bring up first and goal for the Comets from the three-yard line. A lot of new faces in there. We got a few seniors out there yet playing. We got Tucker Fowler, who we haven't called his name a lot. He hasn't played at all here until, you know, this series of downs on defense. But Griner's still out there, and we've got Striggle in there yet. So we still got some of our core players in there playing. There is a penalty marker. That is not my duty. That is Coach Stouse.
Delay a game, it looks like to me.
Oh, that's unfortunate for the Comets, you know, to get a move it that far down into the red zone and then to come up and have a five-yard penalty. So that's going to bring up first and goal from the eight-yard line.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit tougher for him. But hopefully the SKB event here can rise up and get a stop. Potts takes it, hands it off.
Number 22, that's Durflinger around the left side. Picks up a few yards. Takes it down inside the five.
Yeah, I think they got it down about the 2 or 3 yard line, it looks like.
Looks like they're going to spot it on the 2 yard line.
And that's a long ways away from us up here in the press box. So we're all the way on the other side of the field as he's running away from us.
Certainly is. Albert checks back into the game. Durflinger out. Potts, quarterback, in the shotgun, in the backfield with Albert and Yeager. Here's a handoff to Yeager. Yeager moves off the left side, and he's in for the score. We haven't called Yeager's name a lot.
Nope, he did a nice job there going right off tackle and got in the end zone for Cardinals' first points of the ball game.
Absolutely.
They had a nice drive together there against our defense.
They sure did. I believe that kid's name is Nathan Yeager. Believe it or not, his father was my very first college roommate at Iowa State University 31 years ago.
Yeah. Just keep aging yourself every day here,
Amos. I believe this is number 14 out on to attempt the PAT for Cardinal. Kick is up, but it is wide.
No good. Almost like we might have got a piece of it.
It looked like they might have got a piece on it.
Didn't quite. I mean, made it to the upright, but just a little bit off to the left side there.
Or a hand on it. I should say hand on it, not piece on it, but a hand on it. So with 9:52 to go in the ball game, Sigourney Kyoto leads Cardinal 42-6. Had to step up out there for a few minutes, Dan, and wow, we are very fortunate to be up here in just our little sweatshirts. It's bone chilling outside.
Yeah.
Beautiful night, though, for football.
Yeah, it's not much wind or anything, but yeah, the kids look like they're enjoying it. I know our kids are. It looks like, you know, obviously a 42-6. You got to be enjoying that. Coming back from, you know, last week where they didn't put any points on the board and be able to come out and put up 42 tonight, that's, you know, it'll be a big boost.
Yep.
That'll help the coaching staff this week as they go into prayer for a game next week, too. You know, just give some kids some confidence and get things going again.
Absolutely. We kind of needed that coming off two losses. We needed to regroup. We needed something like this to happen for these kids. And, you know, it's not going to be any easy feat next week, Dan, you know, with the number one team in the state in Class 1A coming into our house. But you know, hopefully our coaching staff will have them well prepared and we'll be ready to play and make a game of it next week, and I'm sure we will.
Well, you know, everybody, they'll come out and, you know, everybody's going to put in 400% effort. That would be a guarantee.
Oh, look,
they flipped it back to Griner.
Yes, they did. Number 24, Jacob Wickenkamp, swift back to Griner. Griner's got some running room. Oh, my goodness, he ran right into a guy. As shifty as he normally is, I would have thought he was going to make that cut, but he did run right into a guy at about the 49-yard line. Nice return by Colton Griner after Jacob Wickenkamp flips it back to him on about the 18-yard line, I'm guessing.
That was one around the 18.
Yeah, one kicker to the other. It looked like 84 Elder was able to stop him from scoring there, and it's kind of the same thing Colton did earlier against their guys. You know, the kicker getting in there and making the final tackle, and that's the last guy on the defense there getting on the kickoff. That kid did make a nice tackle, but like you said, Colton, he just had a full head of steam and tried to run him over.
Yeah,
right?
He did.
So it looks like offensively, Dan, we're gonna come out. We're gonna throw a few new faces in offensively as well. It'll be interesting to see what we throw back there in the backfield. Unfortunately, I have not been able to make any of the JV games this year because it coincides with my daughter's volleyball games. So maybe we'll see a few of the guys that are maybe see touches more on the Monday night game. So it'll be fun to see what happens here.
Oh, it's like we got number 32 Beckard in there. As, you know, coming in, it looks like he's standing there. But we got a timeout here. If somebody called timeout, I wasn't sure who it was. But it looks like Isaiah Hahn's in the ball game.
Number 32, another number we don't call very often, is Danny Beckard.
Yeah, that's
Danny Beckard.
Yep. Looks like they got Blaine still in there running the show, though, so that's kind of nice just to give him a little stability back there.
I think we got Schwanke in the game. We got Swearingen in motion at that wing back position. Oh, Swearingen, he lost the handle of the ball, but he jumped right back on it. Loss of a few yards. Brought down, jumps back on that ball at about the 43, so it's coming out second about 16.
It's like 24 Wickenkamp's coming in the ball game here, too. I know he does a little bit of running there on the JV squad.
We got Isaiah Hahn in there, Curtis Klett.
Yeah.
A lot of names. Good to see these kids get in and get some playing time. Here's Shane Swearingen in motion again. Hand off here, I believe, to Wickenkamp. It is. Number 24, Jacob Wickenkamp, moves forward.
That's a nice run. 7 yards, that's a good run.
Absolutely. You know, you go on quick stats and look, at him. He had for the year on the varsity side, he was at minus 3 yards. So now when Jacob, I can say, hey, you're at a positive 4 yards now.
Yeah.
So.
And maybe, and hopefully he'll get a few more.
Yeah, I hope he does. I'll certainly hunt him down next week and have a little discussion with him. Now, that was at the Wapello game. He went for a negative 3 yards, so I he's a great kid. Great athlete.
There you go. There's
hearing it.
Positive yards, yeah.
Absolutely. He moves forward for a couple more positive yards. It's going to bring up fourth down, however, for the Cobras. It's going to be up about fourth and six. From the Comet, we'll call it 47-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer we want to leave Greg out there. Boy, he's sure limping around out there quite a bit.
Yeah, it might not be a bad time to bring in the, there's a big changing of the guard here.
Punt unit in.
They are going to bring the punt unit in. Nate Sin's on, Schwanke's on, Weber.
The only time we tried before, we tried running it. So this will be a little closer yardage than the last time we tried it.
It sure was. And he get Nate Sterns moving forward with a head of steam.
Like,
look out.
5 yards, yes. I think Cardinal might be ready for it, though.
Yeah. 7:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sidney Kiata leads 42-6.
Oh.
Nate does get this punt off. Nice punt. Nice high punt. Good coverage. And this one's going to just makes it into the end zone. The touchback, that one's going to be brought back out to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, so get a good 47-yard punt on that, but only net out 27 on it. I think he was awful close there of almost putting his knee down there as he fielded that snap back there, too. So
that wouldn't have been good.
Oh, he did a nice job of keeping it up enough to where got the punt out of there and looks like we got some new faces on the defensive side of the ball.
So more new faces move in. Number 10, Colby Kirkhove, another kid we haven't called his name much tonight. Seeing a lot of faces we normally call that haven't played much tonight. Potts back to pass. He was in the gun, being chased. Chased to the left, finally throws it out of bounds, incomplete. Bring up second and 10 from the 20-yard line for the Comets. Continuous clock. Clock is rolling. 5:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sidney Kiata leading 42-6. Second and 10 for the Comets from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Cardinals bringing in quite a few new guys here, too. And our defense is lining up, ready to make a stop here.
Absolutely,
Cardinal approaches the ball. Potts still in at quarterback. Albert's in motion. Potts back to pass. He's across the middle. He's got a guy open in Eckhoff. Eckhoff makes the catch at the 35-yard line. That's a nice little play there by Cardinal to, you know, pick up about 15 yards there. Moves to James. Gives him a new fresh set of downs.
Yeah, Potts, well, he had plenty of time to throw. It was one thing there. Well, he looks like he could be an accurate quarterback here, which is a nice thing. Is defensively, most of the night, we haven't given him any time to stand back here and throw it.
We haven't, but he did a very, very nice job of releasing that ball and hit his receiver in stride. It's a really nice job. Albert in motion again. Here's Potts with the handoff to Yeager. Yeager moves forward for about a yard. That'll bring up second and nine.
Peyton Uphold come in there, made a nice stick on him there.
Hadn't had an opportunity to call Peyton's name since that Central League game, but he's playing a whale of a game tonight.
Yeah, he's done a nice job on the offensive line in there, coming in there and taking some time there and made a nice stop right there on that play. The outside linebacker, it looks like.
Got Curtis Klett, John Mather, Peyton Uphold, Tucker Fowler, all those guys up there on that front line. Potts in the shotgun. Here's the option play out to Albert. Albert loses his handle, but he gathers it back in and trots out of bounds. Picks up a couple of yards. It's going to bring up third and about six.
Yeah, it looks like Holland was over there trying to push him out of bounds there. After the fumble, he picked it up. Got a nice bounce to run out there, and Holland just kind of pushed him out of bounds over there on that side.
Yep. 3:38 to go, 42-6. Sarah Nikita leads Cardinal. Cardinal splitting, looks like Batterson and Eckhoff out to the right side. Potts in the shotgun, rolls to his right, looking, pressured by Sigourney Kyoto, and finally brought down. Nice pursuit by our defense. Tucker Fowler in on that tackle along with Kirko. And, Curtis Klett comes up kind of limping a little bit. I hope it's not his knee.
Yeah, nice play by Fowler and Klett there as they came to come in there. And he wanted to come back across his body there and throw one deep down the middle of the field, but boy, our defensive backs were right there. Looks like 14, Colton Schwenke, he was right in there, right where the play was. And looks like they're going to time out by Cardinal.
Timeout by Cardinal. It's at bought up, 4th and 13 at the 32 for Cardinal. They're going to take a timeout, talk this one over. Looks like Jordan Albert was our player that was going back deep to receive that punt. 2:40 to go in this one, folks. 42-6, Sigourney Kyoto. The old phone line's been dead. Oh, no, we got two new ones that have popped in. Oh, we got an update from Coach Alan Sellers, West Branch 14, Eddyville, Blakesburg 12, with 9 minutes left in the game. So that one's stacking up to be a tough one right there. Eddyville is, a shocking Eddyville, just slides by Wapello, who, you know, when we went down and played Wapello, I would have never guessed that Eddyville and Wapello would have played that close.
Yeah.
But then Eddyville comes into our place and shuts us out, and here they are with 9 minutes left to go in the game, just trailing by two. So,
yeah, there's a lot of, I looked on the record boards, the message boards this week, and there's a lot of people picking Eddyville Blakesburg to pull that win up down there.
That's it's a crazy, crazy season. It certainly has been.
Yeah, the Cardinal decided to go for it coming out of the timeout.
Yep, here's
Scott Lumpen.
Oh, he did. He had a guy wide open.
Hit the ground.
Yeah, they hit the ground. So the Cobras will take over on downs at the 32-yard line with 2:26 to go here in the ball game. Continuous clock is in play right now.
Yeah, you thought the first quarter went fast. These things, they run that clock. These things really go by.
That seems on my voice.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's not much, so they don't even stop it, change of possession and things like that, so
they can kill a lot of time moving those chains around.
I think SK will do much here on offense with this last 2 minutes,
I wouldn't think so either, but we'll see. It's just so nice to see some of these younger
kids that that haven't got a lot of playing time to get in and be able to handle the ball on here on Friday night. Oh, Danny Becker, a little mix-up in the backfield between our spin back and Danny. Danny does that jump back on that ball. So we maintain possession, but we do lose about 4 yards on that play. So it's going to bring up second and 14, let's call it 15, from with a 36, 37-yard line. 1:20 to go in this one, folks. Cobra set in that single wing offense. Eckert still in the backfield along with Wickenkamp. Swearingen in motion. Hand off to Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp around the right side. The right side. Nice gainer and knocked out of bounds, but not before he picks up a first down. So pick up about 15, 16 yards on that carry. Nice carry for Wickenkamp.
Yeah, he hit that hole hard there. He just, looked like he was running with a purpose, wanted to get the first down, and about one more play should just about do it for this one, I believe. 35 seconds left. Wickenkamp, just a freshman. He's a very athletic kid. He's a well-built kid and runs very, very well.
25 seconds to go in this one. Here's Gretter with the spin back. Hand off up the middle.
That should do it.
Wickenkamp, no gain on that play. And that one is probably going to bring this game to an end, folks.
There you go. Good comeback win, or good bounce back win, I bet a good bounce back win for the FK Cobras.
It certainly was, Dan. And that one, this one has concluded. Sigourney Kyoto wins this one 42-6 over the Cardinal Comets. But Dan, at the start of the game, we said we got to get that running game going. And we came out, even though we had a change of, numerous personnel changes up front, especially, the boys took care of business. They played exceptionally well on defense, which is always nice to see. But offensively, our guys did a real nice job of making things happen offensively as well.
Yeah, that's what I thought was the biggest key there, is just our defense came out, set a tone off the bat, and then the offense went right down the field and scored. Jumped out here to a nice 14-0 lead, and right off the bat, first couple possessions, and really set the tone that we were going to be able to run the ball tonight, get down the field and things like that. The defense played wonderful and only gave up the one score there late. And other than that, I think overall coaching staff has to be real pleased with the way the kids played tonight and really performed. And the only bad thing you see is the kids walk off the field. You got way too many injured kids over there as they're walking off the sideline. Hopefully we get some of them guys back in there later on.
There's Grandpa Mateer leaving the quarters. Would you like to jump on the radio for a little bit here, Grandpa? Yeah, I had to. Grandpa, Coach Mateer, heading out of the press box. Smile on his face tonight. Had the opportunity to see his little baby granddaughter the other night over at Pleasure and McKenzie's. But back to football, nice bounce-back win, like you said, Dan. Really good for our kids. They're over there singing our fight song right now, and, we needed this, especially with Regina coming up next week. Number one team in the state, it's going to be a tough battle. And we need our kids to strap them on all four days next week and get out there and prepare hard and come out and give those guys a tussle next week.
Well, yeah, it's not every week or, even every year you get to play a number one ranked team in the state either. So, you got to kind of relish that opportunity as an athlete and as a competitor and just go out and give it all you got. You got absolutely nothing to lose. I mean, they just got to come out and play and do everything they can and, let things happen the way they happen. There's not going to be anybody expecting us to beat them, but, that's why you go out there and play the underdog role and see what you can do and, You just got to remember those are all high school kids too that you're playing against, and you're all in the same boat. Once the football is on the field and you start playing, you never know what's going to happen. So
absolutely,
I think our kids will be ready for that one, and hopefully you got there and put on a good performance next Friday night.
Hope so too. Next Friday night, folks, we're back home, so we will be back in Sigourney taking on Regina. Kickoff, I believe, will be set for 7 p.m.
I will be joined next week, I believe, by Michael Harmson, but if not, I will call Coach Dan Stout to come back and do it again. Dan, I want to thank you for helping me out again this week. It's been my pleasure working with you here a few games so far this season, and if I need your help, I might have to call you in next Friday. But for Coach Dan Stout, this is Amos Griner saying good night from Elton.